doing our traveling students upasana for the group. Happy to see that you all are coming in more numbers and regularly you all are coming. This shows that definitely you are getting some benefit out of this program. Actually, I was not expecting much people to come due to the attack by the militants. There's a big fear which is going on all over the city. The number of passengers in the train buses have reduced. So, keeping this in the mind, many of you have come. That's very good. And since the atmosphere for today, especially in Bombay, it's kind of unnatural, the kind of unpleasant, full of fear, I thought that topic for today should be overcoming fear. How can we overcome fear? Live a pleasurable life. Yeah, definitely according to the schedule, we were told that the program would be part of it and the speaker would be Shukapriya Prabhu. But for different reasons, he is not able to come. And topic, I felt, overcoming fear is the right topic for today. So that we all can understand why fear comes and how we can stay away from fear and live fearlessly and happily. So once again, welcome you all to today's topic, Upasana, overcoming fear. What happens if fear comes? Srila Prabhupada once was telling that if somebody comes to you and shouts, "I will kill you, I will kill you," what happens to you? You start fearing, you start understanding what is happening. You start shivering. But the same thing, if it happens to a devotee, he is not disturbed. Srila Prabhupada goes further to give a small incident which happened with Socrates. Good Socrates. He was a great philosopher and he was a kind of a devotee also. So Socrates was believing life after death. So is within this body. The body can die but the soul never perishes or dies. So the Socrates and his government,
you think that now doesn't mean if it's not below this sofa, no? Sofa over here, bed can be.
So Socrates was believing in soul, and his body will perish, the soul will always be there. So the government at that time, they were very strict. They did not want the idea of Socrates to become important. People should not know about it. So they called Socrates. They said that, "You think that you are immortal?" Socrates said, "Yes, I am immortal because the soul is immortal." So they gave him a cup full of poison. Drink it. After drinking this, will you remain alive? He said, "Yes. The body will die, but I will live." That means the body will die, but the soul will live. And he drank it without any fear. In this case, any ordinary person would have taken this poison. He should start shivering. "No, no, please don't do it." He drank it. And he told, "My leg is now becoming numb. That area is dead. My thigh is becoming numb. That area." And he could feel. And very quietly left his body. No fear. Many times we see that people commonly fear many things. Fear of unknown, fear of future, and hope. Ordinary people fear a much. This color is very cold. Ordinarily, people fear fear
goes.
Is it or not? Then Srila Prabhupada, the founder Acharya of International Society for Krishna Consciousness, he was in Allahabad. Yeah, he was living a family life. He had a business to look after. He was a kind of doing medicine, a chemist. This pharmaceutical business he had in Allahabad. He was looking, he came from Calcutta to Allahabad to establish a branch over there. He could. He was looking. But he was not getting any place to stay. But he found there was one bungalow, and it was very readily available at a very, very low rate. And the owner, he approached and he gave the position. But the owner warned him that this place is haunted, that the people are not coming. That's why I'm selling. Srila Prabhupada smiled. He said, give me the bungalow immediately. And he went inside, he stayed there. In the night when he was reading Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, and he was writing something, he could see somebody was going to disturb. Then Prabhupada became a little serious. He said, my dear friend, ghost, you think you can make me fearful? You think that you can disturb me? But instead of this, I am not feeling disturbed. I am not fearful about you. Instead of that, I am having a pity on you that you are miserably suffering. You are a ghost and you are suffering because of your wrong activities. He was talking to the ghost and he says that ghost, don't disturb me now. The ghost went away. Next day again he came. Again Srila Prabhupada became angry. The ghost was throwing the book and he was kicking the friend and throwing. Ordinarily people would have shivering and run away from the place and their pants would have been wet. But Prabhupada was sitting quietly. He said, you fool, now still there is a chance for you to get delivered. And he made that ghost duty. And the ghost started chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Prabhupada did not, wasn't afraid. Fear did not touch him. In fact, he overcame the fear. This is not only true for Prabhupada. And then Srila Prabhupada established the International Society for Krishna Consciousness in America, and he wanted to spread it in London. Devotees, when they went to London, they met George Harrison, the famous singer at that time. And he gave a big bungalow and a big farmhouse, which is today called as the Bhaktivedanta Manor. At one corner, there was a small house. In that place, nobody was going. One day, the gardener of that place, he came and asked the devotees, do you all believe in ghosts? They said, yes. Then the wife of the gardener, she started speaking. Such and such activities are happening. They said, don't worry. The devotees went to Prabhupada and informed. These are the things which is happening. And Srila Prabhupada gave some instructions, what you should do. What? Let us go chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and chant Narsing Arti. So the devotees went there and they did a lot of kirtan. Wonderful kirtan for half an hour. And after that, there was no sign of any disturbance by the devotees. Also, like Prabhupada, were not afraid. That happened 30 years ago. And today also, there are many devotees, like they are called. They tell us that in our house there is some problem. We said, don't worry, we are here. And we act like ghostbusters. Many places they have called us. We do kirtan, and with that kirtan the ghost will be. So, devotees overcome the fear of ghosts because they know that ghosts is just a miserable creature without a body. Because they know the truth. That's why there is no fear. Normally, ordinarily people start shivering, just hearing the name of ghosts. Yeah, outwardly they will say, hey, we don't believe in ghosts. Whether you believe or not, they do exist and they do trouble people. But devotees, they are not afraid of ghosts. They overcome this fear. So, with this brief introduction, I would like to give the definition of fear. What is fear, after all? Anybody can try to give some, you can, in your words, explain or give a simple definition. What is fear? Yes, what's wrong?
Yeah.
It's a fake thing, but it appears real.
Yeah, very good.
A fake thing, entity, which appears real. It's not that, but it seems to be. Some unwanted, unpleasant feeling. It is not supposed to be there within us. Okay? It's a dark room, but we start wondering, there is something, something may be there, but there is nothing to. But it's a fake thing which is fake and unpleasant. Would anybody else would like to give a definition of fear? Bhaya.
Yes.
Something we are
your name, but then we'll begin.
My name is Karthik Khandelwal.
Yeah, Karthik.
Something we are afraid of, that we think that it will hurt us.
Yeah.
Unpleasant thought.
Unpleasant thought. The fear of losing something. It's, or the feeling of losing something. That is. Which is demand and fear. So we have the definition here. Okay, anybody like to, suppose you like to read loud? It's written in the book.
Fear is defined as an
loudly, more loudly.
Fear is defined as an unpleasant sensation caused by nearness to some uncomfortable situation or pain.
Yeah, unpleasant sensation. It's not a natural thing. Naturally, we are pleasure seeking. That is natural. But in an unpleasant situation, sensation, when you come to a uncomfortable situation of pain, this man is very happy, but he saw a small tiny spider and is creating an unpleasant sensation. This is called fear. Okay, nice. And that's a word called as phobia. Phobia is also kind of fear. There are many kinds of phobia. Phobia, that is like we have social phobia. If I tell somebody to come here and speak, then a few minutes will start shivering. The fear of stage appearance or speaking in the public. So that's called a kind of a phobia. Agoraphobia. Some people are afraid of being in an open place. It's called agoraphobia. Or some people are afraid of being in a closed place. That is called claustrophobia. Some people are. And you're afraid of heights. When they go to the first floor, second floor, the podium floor, the skyscraper or mountain, they start shivering. Fear of heights. And there are other kinds of phobia. Mainly, common people have the fear of what will happen in future. The fear of unknown. Yeah, what will happen in that area if I go to that place? What will happen if I meet this unknown people. This fear of unknown is also there. Fear of particular items and situations. Okay. This fear of this fear is actually an unwanted sensation which is happening in our mind. Unwanted. We are thinking of such things which will never happen or which is not going to happen. We are presuming something and start fearing now. For example, the student has not yet given the exam and now he starts shivering. If I know that definitely I will fail. If I fail, what? If I fail, then everybody will laugh at me. If everybody laughs at me, then I will become very much depressed. If I become depressed, I will not able to do anything. And he really goes into depression. The exam is yet to come. There is time for preparation. The results yet to come, and the student is already into depression. He's thinking about something which has not happened. That way, fear is making such unpleasant sensations in the mind. Fear of future, fear of unknown. Yeah, I'll give a small example to make this idea more clear. In Ramayana, there's a beautiful episode. Like the monkeys heard that in the human society, a perfect human being, they all perform this wonderful tapasya, austerity of fasting during Ekadashi. You all know what is Ekadashi? The 11th day of the full moon or 11th day of the no moon. Ekadashi. And many devotees fast. They don't fast means they don't eat anything. Fast means they are fast thinking about God. So they don't eat anything. Wonderful. One full day, 24 hours. The monkey said, this is wonderful. This is very good. We will also follow the example of all the human beings. The monkeys came together. Then one intelligent monkey said, hey, remember, for one full day, we are not going to eat anything. If we don't eat, there will be no supply of energy. If there is no supply of energy, we will be very weak. And if we are very, very weak, we cannot climb the tree. And if we cannot climb the tree, how can we pluck the fruit and eat? Okay, we will not climb now. Now that we are Ekadashi is not settled, we are left. So all our monkeys climb the tree. Then the second monkey spoke. If we fast for 24 hours, we will become very weak. And if we become weak, we cannot even pluck the fruit. We will not have the energy to pluck the fruit. So let us pluck the fruit and keep it near us. So the monkeys said, yes, yeah, this is a very brilliant idea. And they kept. Then the third monkey started speaking. My dear friends, 24 hours without food, we will become weak. Even if the fruit is on our thighs, we will not be able to take our mouth close to it. We will be so weak. So let us place the fruit and go in close to our mouth. Then the fourth said, dear monkeys, we will not have the energy to open the mouth also. So let us place it in the between the teeth. So all the monkeys get it. And as well as they kept the mango in their teeth, immediately they liked the taste. And the fifth monkey said, already we have kept the mango between the teeth. All the other is just chewing. So all of them chewed nicely and they forgot about it. What was disturbing them? They were thinking that if we pass, then we will not have any energy. So the whole plan was to collapse just because they were presuming something which did not happen. That is fear, due to fear. In this way, this fear has deadly effect in our life. At four levels we can try to understand. Physical effect. Physical result is that when we have fear, our heart rate starts increasing. We will not be able to speak properly. We cannot be able to see anything properly. And because of this increase in heart rate, anything can happen. Once there was a person, he was traveling, he was walking and he became a little tired. So he wanted to take some rest. So he came close to a tree. There was nice shade given a tree. So he was sitting and just taking rest against the stem of the tree. It so happened that in that tree there was a hole, and within the hole there was a snake. The snake said that somebody is closing the hole. It came and bit the traveler. The traveler had some itch in the arm. He said, what is this? And the snake went back. And the traveler, he just looked back. In the meantime, the snake went back and a rat came. The rat was showing its face. The traveler saw rat, such a rascal he dares to hide his mind, and he became very angry. And he threatened the rat. Immediately the rat went back. But the rat was not angry. He said the rat teach you a lesson. He went back and he instigated the snake to come out. So the snake again came and he was making some noise. This time this man thought, this rat is so such a rascal that he's bit me once. He again wants to bit me and making such noise. He turned back and looked there. Instead of rat, he saw the snake. Now, as soon as he saw the snake, immediately his heart rate started increasing. Fear overcomes him, and with that there was a big shock, and he died. Remember, what killed this person? Was it the rat or the snake? Neither of them. It was the shock that the snake has bit me has killed the person. So physical effects of that, they are influenced by this. It affects the body, the heart rate increases. And at social level, we will see that if there is fear constantly, it affects our relationship. If the son is always under fear of the father, or the student is always under fear of the teacher, instead of developing respect and love, he will start hating the father and or the teacher. In long run, fear will develop into hatred. Okay, so it develops into feelings of hate. So this hatred is direct consequences of fear. Once there was a dentist, many people had come in to patient had come to this dentist. He said, I have a big problem. So dentist said, no problem. I will do something. He plucked his tooth. As soon as he plucked his tooth, this patient, he had such a pain that he shouted, ah! With that big noise, this doctor had fear. What was his fear? Fear of losing patients. He ran out and he again came back. You fool, you have to pay me not 10 rupees, you have to pay me 300 rupees. Then the patient said, I have so much pain. And instead of 10 rupees, you are asking 300 rupees. And the doctor said, yes. Because you shouted loudly, 20 of my patients ran away. That money also you have to pay. So this doctor, you know, he had fear that this patients have run away. His earnings, he lost his earnings. And this way, once there was an employee, similarly employee, he worked under a boss. This boss was a really tough boss. He worked for 6 months and he said, I don't want to work further. He came back to the boss again. He said that, my dear boss, give me my pay. He said, okay, take this money for 6 months. He said, no, I deserve money for 10 years. Then the boss said, how come? You must work for 6 months. You are asking money for 10 years' pay. He said that working under you for 6 months is equal to working for 10 years. So it's so much pressure for that. So in this way, it has got an effect in social life also. It impels one to tell lies. Suppose, for example, all your friends are really brilliant and scoring 99% or 100%. Nothing below that. And we know, like suppose as a boy, he knows that he can score 65%, 70%. But out of shame, he will be implied, yes, even I know, yes, that exam, yes, everything is correct. Actually, I'm today feeling bad because I just missed 0.1%. I am getting 99.99%. I am feeling very bad. Actually, you might have got only 20%. It is telling him to tell lies just to maintain his social. Like there are many people, they go to visit like opulent places, but they may not have any good background, or they dress up like anything, as if they are the richest person in the town. They are exposed to their life, and remember, the teacher to cover up one lie, one has to speak another lie. And actually, the person keeps telling lie after lie after lie after lie, and after that, he finds that he himself is in a big fix. It's like a mosquito in a cobweb. The more he moves his body, swings his wings, the more he's caught. So, here, he only wants to tell lie. It also affects the work culture. Like I gave an example of a student who is thinking that, oh, if I write this examination, if I don't pass, what will happen? People will think like this. People will start making fun of me that he did not pass. I will go into depression. If I go into depression, I will be really weak and, you know, I will be a useless person. What is the use of me now? Stop studying. I will stay as it is. So because of fear, the fear overcoming him, he stops telling and goes into depression. This is all because of and obviously it's internally complex, and the person becomes overcome by fear. Emotional effect. Actually, emotionally, the fear affects us. It's just that many people who are affected by fear, they go to the psychiatrist. Once there was a psychiatrist, actually there are many psychiatrists, they hear the stories of that many patients, they are affected by fear and they have to go to a psychiatrist for their own treatment. In this way, psychiatrists are very affected. Once the psychiatrist explains to his patient, hey, you are talking about those things that never happened to you. These things never happened to you. Why are you talking about this? All these things. Now, that patient is telling, my dear doctor, still, I fear within me. Then what is the fear? He said that all those things which are supposed to happen, why that has not happened? So, this fear has got no end. So, in this way, one can keep fearing again. In Bharata, Hari, in his Shastra, talks about 9 kinds of fear. Let us see each one of them. Bhoge roga bhayam. Bhoge roga bhayam. A person who wants to enjoy life, for him, bodily discomfort like fever is very bad. He doesn't like it. Suppose I want to eat ice cream. If I get cold, no, I fear cold. I don't want, because if I get cold, I will not be able to eat that. It's like I want to eat a lot of nice items, you know, bread puddings, honey puddings and all. But if I get jaundice, I cannot enjoy those things. A person who is wants to enjoy, for him, a person who wants to enjoy bodily pleasure, for him, fever and disease is a cause of fear. Bhoge roga bhayam. For a person who wants to have bodily enjoyment, fever and disease is fearful. Oh, if I get that, then I will. We have some examples of bhoge roga bhayam. Like, there was a great wealthy person, Mr. Boyle. He had everything. He was a very rich man. He was the owner of the Boeing company. You know, the big Boeing airplanes and everything. Everything he had at his fingertips. So once a reporter asked, how do you feel? He said that there is, I want to enjoy everything, but I cannot enjoy anything. Why? Because I have problems in my urinary tract. So whenever I go to pass urine, such terrible pain comes that I cannot enjoy anything in my life now. In fact, whenever I think about enjoying, it disturbs me. Next, when is it I'm going to pass urine? Roge, roge, roge bhayam. Fear of passing urine for this big fear. Next, there's a famous actor called Christopher Reeve. You all know he's acted like Superman. Very famous. He was having a very good life, but once he was riding a horse, and he fell down from the horse, and he got back ache, and slipped or something. And after that, he was never able to get up. That was the cause of fear. He cannot enjoy anymore. For the person who can enjoy this bodily disease and fever is a big problem. Next. Who may choose a bayam? For those who are worried about family, good family life, for that loss of family members is a cause of big fear. We all know about Rockefeller. He's a very, very wealthy person in America. So wealthy and so powerful, even the president of America used to take and to him, come to him and consult with him for making some policies, changing some policies, or doing anything, any changes. Rockefeller, in the later part of his life, was asked from his rich family. He said that, I am very miserable. People think that being wealthy, powerful, and successful is everything. But ask me, my dear countrymen, ask me. The day I lost my son, one and only son, who, for his further studies, for some, because he went to Africa to study the life of pygmies, that instead of taking them, the pygmies caught him and they cut him and ate him. That was the end of the Rockefeller's one and only son. That is because of the loss. He said that even though I am successful, powerful, and wealthy, but I am not happy. Fear of losing family member. There is a story in Srimad Bhagavatam which happened many years ago of King Chitraketu. King Chitraketu wanted one son so that his dynasty could go on. He married not one, two, believe it or not, 1 crore wives. 1 crore. He had 1 crore wives, but for them he did not get a single child. He was worried. He had, what will happen to my dynasty? That is, who will choose a bhayam? And when a great sage Angira Rishi came, he was saying that my condition is like a person in the desert who is thirsty and is dying for a drop of water. I have married Karol's wife and I want a single son, but it's not happening. Who will choose a bhayam? The fear of losing lovable family members is called a fear. Beautiful story, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gives. Husband is actually a devotee, and the wife is a normal lady. And the fear of losing the husband is there in the wife. Because the husband is very much eager to welcome all the saintly personalities, sadhus, into the house. One day, the husband, the man had gone out for some reason. 6 saintly persons came. The wife welcomed them very nicely. Please come, please be seated. And in front of the sadhu, she took the tong. You know what is the tong? That is the, take the chapatis and everything. What do you call kalchi? Chimta, chimta. She took that tong and put it under the table. The sadhu said, "Hare, madam, what are you doing?" He said, "I'm doing this because you don't know my husband. He always thinks that the sadhus are great cheaters. And when he actually welcomes them, and when they come, he removes this form, he heals them, saying that now I am hitting the Tripathi, and he slowly comes to the town and he really pulls their nose. Because my husband, then is because my husband is not here, that's why I got a chance to hide him. The sadhu now started shivering. He said, this is none of your want to go. My husband will come up with something. He said, no, we want to go, They all left. Immediately the husband came. He was talking to them, Are Sadhuji, Mahatma ji, aaiye, please come. They ran away, and he went to his wife. And he said, my dear wife, what happened? Today, all these people, all these sadhus ran away. Then the wife said, my dear husband, they asked me for a chimti, a song. And I said, I cannot give this song. So they became very angry and they are running fast. What? Such an insignificant thing? You are not able to give it to them? Hey, give it to me. Where it is? Under the table. Take it. And he said, yes, I will go and give. Hey, Sadhu, Mahatma, wait. I will come. Here is the song. He said, no. In this way, the wife is afraid that, you know, she will lose her husband. Which is all of the fear she is doing. Once, Srila Prabhupada had two disciples, American disciples, Gargamuni and his brother. Gargamuni, both are very fat. Gargamuni and Brahmana. So both of them became devotees in the temple, Srila Prabhupada. So their mother was a little aggrieved. She came, my dear Swami, please give my son's back. He said, then actually Prabhupada said, instead of demanding your son, actually you should understand that your son was hippies in 1965, they were hippies. They were Hindu cultural people. They were hippies, they were roaming here and there, they were having all the bad habits. They came to me, now they are and good, and they are very decent. Now you are trying to ask your son back? Instead of asking, you should give us more relation. The mother became angry. You are asking me for more religion. I have already donated my future. What more do you want from me? So, the fear of losing our lovable family members is also called as a kind of a fear. It's called Kula Chuta Bhayam. Okay, next. Fear of losing money. This is Nipata Bhayam. This is also kind of all the wealthy people in this world, like we have Bill Gates. He's very rich, he's number one richest person in this world. But believe it or not, Bill Gates, though he's having the best living facilities, but he is not able to sleep. Every day the corridor is walking up and down, not in the day, in the night. Why? He's not able to sleep. My money, will it always remain with me or not? The fear of losing money. This is the importance of Bhayam. That one, Dr. Kuni, is a very wealthy person in America. One day, because of the stock market, like it's going up and down, all the shares and everything went down, and the stock market value came down, and he lost everything overnight. The fear of losing all the money, because of that, he had a big shock, and he died. Fear of losing money. Fear of spending money. In Vishnu Puran, there is a story of a Brahmana whose father expired. And because to perform the final rite, he has to have the funeral done. And that costs money. So he thought that who will get more money? He said that I'll take him to the bank of Haridwar and throw the body of my father. But that is not to be done for a Brahmana, that to an old man, a married person. It should not be done. You cannot throw the body. So, the Lord was watching this person, what is he doing? Then the Lord came Vishnu came as a Brahmana and said, "My dear sir, I will perform the funeral rites for your father. Give me 125 rupees. No need of me 500 rupees. 125. Then there was a big argument. No. Then they agreed that he will perform the funeral rites for 1 rupees, 25 paise. Where is 500 rupees and where is 1 rupees, 25 paise? So he said, okay, 1 rupees, 25 paise. And the final funeral rites was done and everything was over. He said, the Brahmana asked for his money. He said that for 13 days, everything is inauspicious. Taking money or giving money is inauspicious. So I will not give money. Come after the 13th day. So Vishnu as Brahmana went back. And on the 13th day, he came back. When this person, he called, he has come to ask money, so he answered as if he is dead. He told his wife, now you disassemble all your clothes and open your hair and rub off all your tilak and cry, saying that you lost your husband. So Vishnu was standing there. She said that I lost my husband. After 30. All this he was doing just to avoid giving him 1 rupee, 25 paise. Then Vishnu as Brahmana said, okay, I'll perform it. Funeral rites also. So he took him and he made the board and everything. He started putting in the fire. As soon as the fire was put, just to say 1 rupee 25 paise was acting like that. Suddenly when the fire started, he jumped from that funeral rite and he started running. I had seen this pitiable state of this person, just to say 1 rupee 25 paise, he is doing all this drama. Vishnu as Brahmana started laughing. He was feeling so funny. Vishnu was having a good time. He said that, my dear Brahmana, don't run away. Come here. I am Vishnu. And I am very happy with your activities. And it really was so funny that he laughed. He had a good time. He said, I want to give you a boon. Ask for a boon. Now this Brahmana came here and pulled up and said, please forgive me and forgive this amount of 1 rupee 25. So he is doing so much just to avoid giving such money. He could ask for any other boon, but the fear of spending money, using money, is also kind of a fear. Mane ghaiya bhayam. For those people who are having great fame, the fear of losing honor is a kind of a fear. Those people who have honor, they fear dishonor and being insulted. Once, you know, the story of the President of America, Richard Nixon. Richard Nixon was a very powerful President of America, but due to some financial scandal, something called as the Watergate, in which lots and lots of money was done, and President Nixon was responsible for that, and it was said that he has taken a lot of money. Overnight, all his fame and his honor went into water. People started looking at him with terror as a lonely person. And at the end of his life, when he was President Nixon was asked how he feeling, he said that the feeling of dishonor and insult is making me very, very miserable, and I don't think ever in my life I'll be happy, because he always wanted honor and praise. Napoleon the Great, we all know, was so successful that he almost conquered the whole of Europe. He entered the arch of Trim, arch de Trim. In the year 1816, 5 years before he died, he was caught in the Battle of Waterloo. He was defeated very badly and he was imprisoned, he was taken. And when Napoleon was taken, he was treated very badly. But the person who was seeking honor was saying that France and Napoleon is one. was so proud about being a French person. He was so proud, but the English people treated him very badly. Whenever he said he's feeling thirsty, actually they gave him a glass full of wine with a hot urine to drink. He was insulted in this way. For 2-3 years he survived, then he could not take further insults and dishonors. And he drank poison and finished his life. For him, dishonor, it was like a fear of dishonor. He had to die. Bhale Ripuji Bhayam. Powerful people are afraid of that they may be some other powerful person. Like Alexander the Great, such a powerful person. He almost conquered the whole of the world. When he came to India, suddenly there was a big army which overcome Alexander's army. And that army was not come with knives and stones and arrows and bows. They were just small mosquitoes. They missed the soldiers of Alexander the Great. Most of them got malaria, and Alexander had to be fear of another powerful person. Is that on power? This is also a kind of a fear. Rupi Jara Bhayam. For beautiful people, old age, nobody wants to know. Exceptionally beautiful people, they don't want to become old. Fear of becoming old. We have many actors and actresses. They're so beautiful that we have the famous actress, Hollywood actress called Bridget Barrow. She has one white hair when she committed suicide. Marilyn Monroe, she's such a beautiful actress that she found that old age is approaching her, one white hair, she committed suicide. In Bollywood, we had Madhu Bala. She was so beautiful. She was known for her beauty, but the day she came to know that she cannot remain beautiful for her, she committed suicide. Rupe Jaram Bayam. Old age is cause of fear. Shastri Vati Bayam. Intelligent people, you know, they fear someone who can overcome them with high intelligence. In modern history, we have Edison, a famous scientist. You know, he invented many, many things. Like direct current is one of his inventions. The direct current, when he discovered DC. At the same time, there was another scientist who came out with another type of current, which is called an alternate current. So, because he thought that he will be called as more intelligent, he tried everything in his power to tell that there is nothing called as alternate current. He tried everything. Why he did it? Because Shastre Vadi Bhai, intelligent people fear another intelligent people. Next, Ghole Kala Bhayam. People, especially kinds of like Charles Darwin, people expressing some opinions and ideas which they themselves do not believe are fearful of meeting someone who has complete and conviction faith in certain philosophy. Charles Darwin, he came on the theory of evolution. You all know the theory of evolution. That in the beginning of the creation, there was an tiny, insignificant animal, which is very, very minute, amoeba. This became as a fish, and fish became frog, frog became monkey, and monkey became man. Theory of evolution. And he wrote a very book, and he presented it to everybody. But at the same time, there are many scientists. They were confident that Charles Darwin, whatever his theory is putting forward, is fake. At that time, Charles Darwin, because of his influence, he took the king and other his confidence, and he actually killed all the scientists. Why? Because he knew these people will try to prove him wrong. He knew. He is not one of the people who is going wrong. काये हित अल्तर हित अल्तर भयम Everybody is afraid of losing the body. One, Prabhupada told this story very practical. There was a man went to the doctor, and the doctor said that now he cannot live anymore. There are only 3 to 4 months, these are the last few moments of yours. Then the man started crying. He said that you can take any amount of money, you take lakhs and crores which I have, but give me 4 months' time. I don't want to lose this body. Nobody wants to die. What did he actually gave 10 crore rupees to scientists? He said that, I may die one day. You don't bury my body. You keep my body in a compartment filled with chemicals. And you try to invent a method by which life can again come back to my body. I will again get up and I will start living life. The scientists agree, they made a big box, they put some chemicals, they have some buttons in there. So the next molecule left in his body, they got chemical rupees, they put molecules in his body there, and they covered with chemicals and switched on the box. Now, all the pollution, whatever a molecule has to go through, his sons and others. So they all came together and said, told the scientist, do something that molecule will not come back to life. For that, the scientist said that we have to switch off the water. For that, he said that we cannot do that. We have spent so much, and for doing that properly, we require another 10 crore rupees. So these people gave another 10 crore rupees. So 10 crore is switching on and 10 crore for switching off. They got 20 crores. They went on. Actually, this was because of the fear of losing body. So much money the scientists got. Because obviously he had a fear that he will lose his body. After all, life cannot come back in a dead body. This was the 9 kinds of fear, but those who are not afraid of the above 9 kinds of fear, they are common people. They don't have money, they don't have beauty, they don't have, honor. So fear of losing honor, fear of losing money, fear of losing beauty, it doesn't matter much. But everybody is affected by the 3 kinds of misery: adivotic, adivotic, and adhyatmic. That is problems of body, not more problems, headache, stomachache, problems of mind, exams are coming, I don't have money, how can I take care of family? These things are the bouncing, that is problems due to other people. Sometimes they pray, sometimes they really talk ill about us, sometimes they are tough with us. Are the bouncing and are the daily? Sometimes it's too much of pain, sometimes there's too much of. It's straightforward. So these things affect everybody. These things cause fear. Next. Only those who are vairagyas, who are totally detached, are fearful. And how one can be totally detached by the worldly activities? That we have seen. Those who are detached from being in this world, but not being part of this world, such people are not affected by fear. They are called as vairagya. To become fearless, we have to be detached. Okay. Now let us try to understand the cause of fear. Causes of fear, we can see there are the causes. The basic cause, in simple words, is the gap between reality and expectation. The gap between reality and expectation is cause of fear. If suppose a student is getting 60%, but he's saying that I am expecting 95%, and he's studying, and out of pressure, he says that I will get 95%, but he knows he can get 60%. His reality is that he can get 60%, but he's thinking that I am expecting 95%. this will cause fear. As the examination is coming, he will start seeing the effects of fear. Then when he writes this examination and he is expecting the result, then he will be worried. He will be worried day and night. He will not get sleep in the night. What if I get 70%? What if I get 80%? What if I don't get 90%? That between reality and expectation is called a fear. What we can do to remove this fear? Reality is reality. It is not in our hands. Reality is a, we remain as reality. But expectation can be, is in our hands and can be controlled. Like an old man is, saw a movie of Shah Rukh Khan. He's going in a bike and running a problem and having a test. And he goes and gives a flower to a girl, and the flower is, the girl is very happy and she gives a kiss. So this boy, he also sings this movie, takes a bike, and gets jacket similar to that, and goggles similar to Shah Rukh Khan. He goes and stops the bike, and he goes and gives the same kind of a flower, expecting that he gets kissed, but instead he gets a slap or a kick. Nowadays girls kick on you. Okay, so that can happen. Because he is, reality is that he is not Shah Rukh Khan. He can become Shah Rukh Khan, but he has to work for it. But better than Shah Rukh Khan work for it. But reality is an expectation that, yeah. Okay. After watching a movie of Bruce Lee, we may think that now I can do anything. And Bruce Lee is like, he touches the brick and the brick breaker and he touches the table. So he goes and hits a lamppost. So instead of that, you know, his friend is saying, hey, what happened? Everything is white. There's nothing here. He tries to laugh. But that reality is that he's not Bruce Lee. He can become better than Bruce Lee, but he has what? I thought he's Bruce Lee and he hits the lamppost. Instead of breaking the lamppost, his arm got broken. He has an action. So, the gap. Okay, next. Bhayam, fear. Why fear is called? This is a definition of fear from the scripture. Bhayam, dhritiya, abhinivesha, syat, ishat, apikarshya, vipros, smite, janmayayato, bhuda, ajatam, bhaktya, eka, esham, guru, devatma. Fear. Why that is fear? Bhayam, dhritiya, abhinivesha. There will be fear. There will be fear. If we are not absorbed on aditya, if we are absorbed in dvitya, if we are absorbed in the second person instead of the first person, the world has only one person, that is aditya. Aditya is the name of Krishna. If we are, we have got no second. If we are not absorbed in Krishna, aditya, we are absorbed in aditya, any other person than Krishna, immediately there will be fear. Bhayam dhritiya. Fear will catch us immediately. This we can explain in Krishna. The first thing which happens, why we are not absorbed in Krishna? That is because we are rebellious of Krishna. We are thinking that why Krishna is always powerful, why Krishna is always enjoying, why Krishna is getting all the gifts and he is the center of attraction of everybody, why not me? Rebellion. We are rebelling with Krishna. Because of this rebellious attitude, what happens? Krishna gives us sensitivity wherein we can forget ourselves. What? We forget that we are part and parcel of Krishna, we are soul. Jivan is Swarupa Krishna, because we are servant of Krishna, we forget. So much so that one day there was a sannyasi from the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. He went to a printer. There are many question papers. So in that question paper there was a question, who are you? So I just written, I am a Bengali, I am an Indian, I am a man. So the sannyasi asked the teacher, what if the student writes that I am part and parcel of Krishna, I am soul, I am Atma, then the teacher said it will get a big zero. The teacher was unaware of the fact that we are Atma, soul. So this forgetfulness, a happens because we are rebelling. Rebellion, we're taking a rebellious step. We are going against Krishna. We forget that we are soul. This is the second thing which happens. As soon as we forget that we are part and parcel of Krishna, we start thinking about anything and everything other than Krishna. We get absorbed in all the worldly activities because of forgetting Krishna, because of forgetting we are soul. Abhinish means being totally absorbed. Like sometimes we get absorbed in seeing a movie in the theater. Absorbed totally. That is called Abhinish. We are absorbed in the worldly activities because we forgot we are connected with Krishna. What is the solution to come out of here? The solution is to again remember Krishna. Get connected to Krishna. Bhaya Svitiya, instead of being absorbed in anything other than Krishna, let us try to get absorbed in Krishna. Immediately the fear will go. Fear is that because we are not thinking about Krishna. Krishna is fearless. Krishna has got nothing to fear about. Fear is that because we think we are going to lose something. That is why for Krishna, he is powerful. He is, everything is under control. He has got nothing to fear about. He is fearless. If we think about the fearless person, we live with fearless people, we also become fearless. So, we will try to think about Krishna. That is a beautiful bhajan. We think, go on like this. Oh my dear mind, now you think about Lord Krishna, who is fearless. Just think about Krishna, who is lotus feet, gives us fearlessness. So this is a solution. Instead of trying different methods to avoid fear, let us go back to the root. Let us try and get connected to Krishna. And in this stage of Kali, the method to get to Krishna is very simple. Anybody and everybody can do that naturally and easily done. That is chanting the name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Very easily can come out of fear. Believe it or not. Once there was a big murderer and a druggist. Druggist means he was doing drugs and other things. A criminal. In America, once the police made a tolerance and they came to catch him. He was almost getting caught, but he ran away from here and there and here and there. In the end, he jumped into a compound. And it was actually ISKCON temple. He jumped into that. Then he told the temple devotees, he said that, do anything, but I don't want to go out of this compound. Then they said, become a devotee. He said, I will become a devotee. They immediately shaved and he lost the devotee. He said, do anything, but I don't want to go out of this temple. So the devotee said, okay, very good. We all will go out, we'll chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Do kirtan, distribute books, we'll have, and we'll come back. But you clean all the pots in the temple. Big, big pots. He said, no problem. For 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. He became a devotee. And the fear of being caught by the police made him come inside. Gradually, by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, he said, why should I be afraid of this police? Who are they after all? If I have to get punished, I will get punished. He went and disclosed and revealed that actually he is the famous murderer and the drug killer. A great criminal to the temple authorities, temple resident. The temple resident said, you are such a dangerous person, no problem that you have become a devotee, you should first go to the law and submit yourself. So he went and submitted himself to the law. The police took him and his case was taken to the court. The judge asked him, now you should be punished for all the wrong acts you have done. And the judge actually asked him, what kind of punishment should be given? And before that, the judge asked, tell me, what is your activities in the Hare Krishna temple? So the judge was listening to what the person was telling. He said, Actually, I get up early at 3 o'clock or 3:30 in the morning, take cold water shower, and I put tilak and fresh clothes and chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Then after that, the whole day, I clean the pot. In the night, that little service, I do little kirtan and I go to sleep. Then the chef was asking, what about food, what kind of food and what about drinks? He said, I don't drink liquor, I don't drink tea, I don't drink coffee. The judge was getting shocked. And what about meat and what about eggs and what about fish? I don't touch eggs, I don't touch fish, you are getting shocked. No meat eating, no intoxication, and no gambling also, no sex, no illicit sex. The judge was shocked. He said that you remain in this, it's called society, foreigners. We are, our care is better than this is called. He was telling that. The judge wanted to say that in the jail, they will get non-veg and they will get drink, sometimes care in that. But you are punishing yourself more than the punishment which is given in the jail. Actually, the prisoner, the druggist, the murderer, he went through the process of Krishna consciousness. His heart became so clear that automatically he gave up everything. But for a judge, he was thinking that this is a big punishment to get up early in the morning, take bath, not eat meat and everything. In this way, the greatest fear in that druggist, drug seller, criminal, that being the fear of getting caught by the police, it went away. Why it went away? Because he was chanting Hare Krishna Maha. Not only that, he was released from all kinds of punishments also. The Lord protected him. In Bhagavad Gita Mahatmya, Shripad Shankaracharya quotes very nicely. Gita Shastram Idam, Gita Shastram Idam Punyam, Yapate Prayatat Kumar. Vishnu Paramahamsa Vaishoka Divarjita. These book, Bhagavad Gita, is such a transcendental book. If somebody carefully, attentively reads Bhagavad Gita, the consciousness level will increase, will be free from all the anxieties. What to speak of fear and being depressed. Oh, we can very easily overcome fear by Shok Adi Vajita. Just reading Bhagavad Gita carefully can do this work. Reading Bhagavad Gita, chanting the name of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, being the definition of the devotee is a solution for overcoming fear. When we do these three things, whether there is terrorist, militant, doesn't matter.
Whether
the militants come, whether the terrorists come, if they do this three things, it will not affect them. If the militants are firing here, will the devotee run away? No. Like that is saying, Dali Dali mein khane wala ka naam hai. In every grave, the name is written who is going to eat. Similarly, in every bullet, it's written to whom it is going to kill. If the name is written, my name is written in the bullet, whether I'm in a bunker, whether I'm in an open place, the bullet will come and hit me. If Krishna wants me to die, nobody can save me. If Krishna wants me to live, nobody can kill me. Devotees become saved. They are totally dependent on Krishna. That way, we were. But a common people will start shivering. Militants are from militants, ghosts and all things. No. Devotees overcome the fear of everything. All nine kinds of fear, militants, ghosts. Because they are chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So, what is the formula and how can we become fearless? The formula is for him, once again, A, You agree with that? They had the fear. They were not totally fearless, like the militants. Like, I can speak about it because I had to encounter such people. Or my men did encounter such people. The militants in Kashmir, the militants in Sri Lanka, they're such terrible and dangerous people. Especially in Sri Lanka, there were many of my colleagues. They had gone to Sri Lanka, but they met with the militant, Tamil militant. They were really fearless. Fearless means they had the guts. They had to put the bomb in their own body and go anywhere and kill themselves and kill the people. But we cannot call them as fearless people. They did one act, but they had fear of getting caught and fear, other fears are there. Devotees are totally fearless. No money, no problem. No house, no problem. In any condition and every condition, devotees are fearless. They know Avashya Rakshabha Krishna, Goptirtme Varnam. The God will protect me and take care of me. Okay, Shiva? Very good point. Militants are not fearless. They have the guts to do one thing. But they are fearful in the heart of the heart. They are fearful. Actually, why they are trying to kill people? Because they want to show that they are powerful. Actually, they are not powerful. They are using these wrong techniques to show that and creating fear in others. That is why. Okay. They are not fearless personalities. Fearless personality is like Prahlad Maharaj. Even if he did not run away from his father, he did not try all his techniques. He was open, his two hands were. Okay. Say your question. Okay, two questions, Karthik and Shora. Karthik. What we should do, actually devotees chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare. See, Krishna wants us to live. Nothing can kill us. And if Krishna doesn't want us to live, we try anything and everything. And the best point is, remember Krishna. Definitely we'll get a better destination. But if we say, Ai, Amma, Appa, then we will become, you know, we can become anything else. Remember Krishna.
You said you have got the message from forgetting left to Krishna, but fixing the appointment is
with Krishna. Yeah. Fixing appointment with Krishna, that means to make the terrorist devotee of Krishna. That is our responsibility. Okay. Make them chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Okay, that is our duty. It's our duty. Why people are doing all this nonsense? Because they don't have compassion. Why they don't have compassion? Because they are not devotees. So let's just make them devotees. They will develop compassion, they will not do all this wrong. Okay? Any other question? Yes.
So does it mean that we have to detach ourselves from our material activities or reduce ourselves from these activities to overcome the fear or to reach the dreamness? And one more question, how exactly will chanting and this following of this spiritual activities practically, how will they
make us fearless? Your first question is like, how can chanting help us in such situation? The first question. Once again you ask, I just...
The thing is that due to recent terror attacks, everybody the peace is disturbed. So at this time, like, we have to reduce ourselves from material attachment to overcome the grief or to overcome...
Okay. So in that situation, obviously, we are all shocked. This is an unpleasant sensation. Obviously, this unpleasant sensation is there because we are not connected with Krishna. So we should get connected back to Krishna and we'll get away with all this unpleasant sensation. Actually, once a devotee asked, asked Prabhupada, why there are so many militants and that killing happening? Srila Prabhupada answered, this is because Krishna wants this to happen. Because Krishna wants this to happen, the small demons are killing other small demons. These people in the charge, they were killing animals like fish and chicken and everything. Today the militants, because they thought that we are powerful, we can take a knife and fork and kill a fish and eat them. Somebody little more powerful came with gun instead of spoon and fork and killed them. So they got the same trick which they were giving someone else. So it's action reaction. We can overcome this action and reaction by becoming the Lord, the devotee of our Lord. So that is the answer. Coming back to the root, getting connected to Krishna is the answer for it. The second question also is the same thing. We have to get connected to Krishna. Okay? Bhayam Dvitiya. As soon as you think about the second person and forget the first person, the only person that is Krishna, fear will come. Bhayam Dvitiya. Dvitiya, any other thing other than Krishna, it is called Dvitiya, it is called fear. Let us go back to the root. Come back to the first person and the only person that is Krishna. That is our wish. Okay? We got some drama by the equal members. We can. If you're ready, you can come back.
Thank you very much for giving this excellent lecture on how to overcome fear. So, let us try one. Hare Krishna Mahamantra.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much.
And welcome Adi Yogi Prabhu.
And I actually welcome our great dramatist, Adi Yogi Prabhu.
Let us chant once, Hare Krishna.
Let us chant once to greet him.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Light? Don't light?
Yeah. Okay, one thing. There's a one announcement.
Hey, Prabhu. Okay, that's some technical. Viplava, you wanted to display your thing?
Yeah, I had my presentation. After the drama, I took
it. Okay, I'll just announce. After the drama, Viplava would like to give his presentation. Yeah.
That is a drama by the Ispan Ispan members. And we are very proud that last Upasana festival, Viplava spoke about his. About his experience in this world. And he has developed an equipment or a technique by which it can remove all the environmental problems, pollution. So there is a small presentation by him for 5 to 10 minutes that we would like to see after the drama. Okay? Thank you. Actually, we are feeling very proud that, you know, Vibhava is at a very young age. He has actually got the appreciation of great personalities for the President of India.
So there is a message on the screen. Please join the ISKCON Youth Forum Bina Road. What will happen then? You will be in association with like-minded people and then you will overcome the fear. And to join ISKCON Youth Forum, what you will do is send your SMS as join IYF as in underscore Mira Road to 567678. All letters will be happy. Okay, please send this message to 567678. And what will happen then? You get all the information about the activity. Like the activities are spiritual discourses, spiritual tips. And there are other programs, then there is a book distribution. And if somebody wants to join book distribution program, you can contact, you can send this message over here. As well, you can contact. Join Seva Space, you can carefully watch the SMS. Join Space, IYF, underscore Meena Road, 567-678. If you want to join for book distribution, you can also contact after this program during Pachanam. You can give your name so that there is a book distribution program going on. Drama now, you can always join this activity and get more and more pleasure and all from your peers. Now there is a drama, a binder group, and binder base. Please see this drama carefully. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
I would like to thank this Brahmani Guru. He is my Shiksha Guru who made me the devotee in this temple. And today, we will be watching a drama based on a person who thinks a lot, who has a desire in his mind. वो सोचता बहुत है, इच्छा उसके मन में बहुत है, और उसके बाद हम कभी भी जो इच्छा करते हैं जिंदगी में हमें वो बनना है, और परिस्थितियां हमारे साथ कुछ और ही खिलवाड़ करती है, क्योंकि समय किसी हमारे हाथ में नहीं होती। तो वो क्या है कि क्या हमारे हाथ में वो सब क्यों नहीं होता, इसका कारण क्या है? क्योंकि हम सबसे जीवात्मा है, हम सोचते बात है परंतु कर कुछ नहीं पाते। इसीलिए अब के इस नाटक में आप ये देखेंगे कि मुंगेरी लाल नाम का एक व्यक्ति उसके जीवन में क्या क्या घटित होता है और आगे चल कर वो जीवन की किस दशा की ओर पहुंचता है, ये आप देखेंगे।
Break or something like नंदन फोकस को ऐसा मत करना क्योंकि वो जल जाएगा, गर्म हो जाएगा और नहीं
कोई बात नहीं, टेक्निकल गलतियां होती रहती है। थिएटर में जब मूवी शुरू होती है तो कभी मूवी भी बंद हो जाती है। But Srila Prabhupada says that when a devotee performs a drama, he is almost a professional.
मेरी बात मानो,
वो आजू बाजू से भी ले लो, बोलो डबल कर लो डबल।
अरे करोड़ी मुझी
क्या खरीदू क्या बेचू कुछ पता नहीं, मैं हूँ ना, तुम बस चेक रेडी रखो, सब बाकी मेरे ऊपर छोड़ दो।
लो सपने दिखाने वालों की भी कभी नहीं और सपने देखने वालों की भी कभी नहीं, परंतु यहाँ इन्होंने इनको करोड़ी बन के मन में लोप डाल दिया कि ऐसा होगा तो वैसे, वैसा होगा तो ऐसे, माने इच्छा अब हृदय के किसी न किसी कोने में पनप रही है, पर यही इच्छा आगे चलकर किस वट वृक्ष का रूप ले लेती है ये देखना है। अपना पिता के मेहनत पर कमाई के ऊपर करने की सोच रहे हैं, परंतु हर पद पद द्विपदम बार बार संकट आता रहता है। अब देखो यहाँ कौन सा संकट आने वाला है। अगर मर्सिडीज में घूमना इतना आसान होता तो आज चेन्नई से विराट की लोकल कोई नहीं खाता, पर देखो आगे आगे किस्मत का खेल होता जा रहा है। देखते हैं क्या किस्मत का साथ करोड़ी मन को दे पाएगा।
अरे करोड़ी मन भैया कहाँ है? हेलो, अरे मुगेरीला क्या रहा करोड़ी मन, क्या सुनने में आ रहा है? मार्केट 16,000 पहुंच गए। अरे भगवान ने तो तेरी लॉटरी लगा दी, खरीदा सब खरीदा, इससे अच्छा मौका मिलेगा। करोड़ी मैंने सुना है सुन, 4-5 या कुछ ही दिनों में ये मार्केट भी बढ़ने वाला है, मेरी बात मान।
हम कुछ लगा दे, चार लाख रुपया लगा दे।
करोड़ी मंत्री क्या बोल रहे हैं, पैसे तो लोगों से उधार ले चुका हूँ, अब कुछ भी नहीं है मेरे पास इन्वेस्ट करने के लिए। करोड़ी मंत्री,
अरे तेरा घर काम आएगा, बेचार उसको गिरी रहते
बेच दू आप बोलो।
अरे घर बेचेगा तभी तो तेरा बंगला।
करोड़ी मंत्री आपका भी जवाब नहीं, ठीक है करोड़ी मंत्री, सर पेपर को गिरवी रखकर पैसे लेके आओ, मैं आपसे डबल कर दीजिएगा।
हेरोइन ना बस ठीक है, लेके आना चेक।
ठीक है करोड़ी मंत्री, आप जैसा भाई मुझे कभी नहीं मिलेगा।
हाँ और भगवान करे कभी नहीं मिले। देखते हैं कि घर के बजाय हाथ में बंगला आता है या नहीं। हेलो से पता चलता है कि जीवन में कोई भी वस्तु शाश्वत नहीं है। जो आज हमारे पास है हो सकता है कि कल वो ना हो। मार्केट डाउन हो रहा है, बॉम्ब ब्लास्ट हो रहे हैं, मनुष्य के जीवन में परिवर्तन आ रहा है। अब मुंगेरी लाल करे भी तो क्या। वही होगा तो खुदा मंजूर होगा। चिंता की खाई में डूबे मुंगेरी लाल मन में विचारों के भंवर उठ रहे हैं, परंतु भगवान अपने जीवात्माओं को कभी कष्ट में नहीं देख सकते। और तब भौतिक संसार के गार्डन में घूम लिया, पर आध्यात्मिक संसार के गार्डन में कब घूमेगा मुंगेरी लाल। समय है ही, और भगवान वही करते हैं जो हमारे भाग्य में लिखा हुआ है।
छोटी छोटी बातों पर दुखी होना, छोटी छोटी बातों के लिए पीछे जाना, मार्केट वैल्यू बढ़ गया, ये वैल्यू बढ़ गया, वो वैल्यू बढ़ गया, आपके पास जो आज है क्या वो कल रहेगा या नहीं, ये देखो। अगर नहीं तो फिर ऐसे वस्तु के पीछे मत भागो जो आगे रास्ते में आपको छोड़ देगा। ऐसे वस्तु के पीछे भागो जो मरने के बाद भी आपका साथ देगा, और वो है परम भगवान श्री कृष्ण।
Thank you very much for sharing Islamabad work by Patrick. Please come to the stage. Arvind Prabhu, Durgesh Prabhu, Sineshwar Prabhu, Bhogesh Prabhu and Prasant Prabhu. So please stand loudly once to greet them and guide them. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. And if anybody wants to do dramas, please contact Abhinav Prabhu and you can always be in dramas as well as you can also do dramas here. So whoever wants to take part in dramas, please contact us after this. Thank you very much. Now, there is a presentation from our dear Viplav, who has develop one nice machine for pollution control. He will now introduce.
Krishna.
Hi Krishna. Well, today the presentation was all about winning over the fear. Right now I will be giving you a presentation and after that you will understand. Many people were asking, we are youngsters. And we always fight for a practical reason. That practically jo aapne bola jaa raha hai, practically wo apply ho payega ya nahi ho payega. We always think like that. Kyunki ye hamari generation ki thought hai aur galat bilkul nahi hai. Hame proof se ya jisko dekhe bina nahi mante hain ki ye hua hai. So today, after this presentation, I'll be giving you such reasons, such practical reasons of my life, which has occurred because of the Krishna consciousness, all because of that. And yes, today I'm explaining you something called Krishnala. The word Krishnala means God offered love with flowers. Lord Krishna offered love with flowers. It's a Sanskrit word. And this is the name of the device which was around 2 years before invented by me. So today I'm going to explain you about that. Before telling about the device, I'm going to tell you why it was developed and what was the problem so that there was a need to develop it. Everybody can see the slide, right? Everybody can see the slide?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. So there is the earth on which we are living. So many millions of years ago, this earth was generated. Life. The first thing which came on earth was life. Jo hum, jaise ki aaj bataya gaya ki Darwin ki theory thi ki aisa hua aur hum log aaye. This was the first thing which came on earth and that was life. Okay. Evolution. Evolution ki wajah se ek insaan, ek chote se prani se aaj ek bada sa intelligent insaan ban chuka hai and today human is one of the most intelligent species on earth. Human. Let's see the past, present and the future. Past kya tha, present kya hai aur future kya rahega. Past. Very generic, very beautiful and everything was very nice. Let's see the present. Present is this, still very beautiful, but the traces of past is very less. So let's see the future. Do you think the future would be like this, gizmo operated everything, and, you know, instead of having roads in the world, we'll be having skyways and stuff. Everybody thinks that the future would be like this. But there is something which would be stopping this future to occur. Like, what is the thing which is stopping it? The future says that we may not, it's a fear again, I'm sorry for that, but we may not exist to see this future. Why? Let's see. Evolution of human has made him very, one thing, kindly forgive me because I'm being very fast because we have very less time. So, evolution of human has made him very intelligent, but today he's a person. वो इज डिगिंग ग्रेव फॉर हिमसेल्फ. वो एक ऐसा इंसान है, एक ऐसा प्राणी है पूरी धरती पे जो अपने लिए ही खुद ही नुकसान कर रहा है. टेक्नोलॉजी, आई एम टॉकिंग ऑन दिस माइंड. we are sitting here in the light and everything, this is the technology. But we have to pay a cost for this technology. This technology ko paane ke liye hame kuch pay karna padta hai. Wo kya hai? Aapko abhi bataya jayega. Pollution. Har jagah pollution hoti hai. Jitni technology badhegi, utni pollution badhegi. ये एक ऐसा मैटर है जिसको एक यंगस्टर, एक नॉर्मल इंसान हमेशा इग्नोर करता है. यदि पॉल्यूशन का नाम बीच में आता है तो हम ये सोचते हैं प्लांट करोगे करोगे करो. दैट्स व्हाट वी थिंक, दैट्स अ मेंटालिटी. ग्लोबल वार्मिंग, ग्लोबल वार्मिंग एज अ वर्ड सजेस्ट मींस वार्मिंग ऑफ द ग्लोब. बट देयर इज समथिंग मोर डीप इन इट. टुडे आई विल गिव अ लिटिल ब्रश अप दैट व्हाट ग्लोबल वार्मिंग ऑल अबाउट सो दैट यू कैन अंडरस्टैंड हाउ द डिवाइस वर्क एंड हाउ इट वर्क. In simple terms, global warming works for one thing. Every day in morning, Mr. Ray, the sun beam, comes to Earth to make Earth warm. It makes it warm and returns. While returning, it being stopped by some greenhouse gases. So gases ki wajah se totally ruk jata hai, aur ye gases is Mr. Beam ko Earth se bahar nahi jaane dete. It's a cartoonist symbolization of global warming. Aur ye bahut sari rays jab Earth ke paas ikhatta ho jati hai, as glow becomes warm. So that's what the main thing is. Because of this, our globe is becoming warm. What is the effect of this global warming? I'll be telling you later. But the main problem is CO2, carbon dioxide. You must be knowing what is carbon dioxide. It's a harmful gas. Carbon monoxide and methane. जो भी आज हम गाड़ी चलाते हैं, industries होती है, वहाँ पे जो gas निकलती है, वो greenhouse gases है. और उसकी वजह से हमारे पर्यावरण का बहुत नुकसान होता है. जिसका नुकसान नहीं होता है कि वहाँ पे वो एक ऐसी शील्ड बना देती है, ऐसी परत बना देती है जिसके अंदर सनलाइट आ रही है बाहर से, तो पूरी तरह से बाहर नहीं जा पाती और अंदर ही कैद हो जाती है, जिसकी वजह से हमारी जो धरती है एक और गर्म होती जाती है. In the past some years, decades, we saw it's a graph showing the percentage of CO2 in the atmosphere. CO2 atmosphere mein kitna uska graph nikal gaya hai. Aaj yahan pe aur aaj se 50 saal baad it would break all the graphs. Effects of global warming. Storms and cyclones everywhere, all over the world, have increased drastically. Like, United States broke all-time records from 1,000 tornadoes per year. Japan broke its all-time record of 7 typhoons per year to 10. Geography book mein kaha jana tha ki South Atlantic region mein, North Atlantic region mein, wahan pe South Atlantic region mein, I'm sorry, wahan pe koi bhi cyclone nahi aa sakta, par pehli baar wahan pe cyclone aaya. और ये भी कहा जाता है कि भारत में कोई साइक्लोन नहीं आ सकता, बट यहाँ पे भी ऐसे आने की संभावनाएं हैं. नाउ प्रैक्टिकल विजुलाइजेशन ऑफ व्हाट इज द इफेक्ट ऑफ ग्लोबल वार्मिंग ऑन मेल्टिंग ग्लेशियर. दिस इज क्लियर मंजारी इन 1970 इन 2000 एंड दीज आर द लेटेस्ट पिक्स ऑफ जार एंड लेटेस्ट पिक showed that only this speck of ice is left over there. This is the proof ki hamari jo globe hai wo garam hota ja raha hai. And aisa kaha ja raha hai ki ab se kuch saalon baad yahan pe ice nahi milegi. Taken goes to Virginia Beach in 1910. In 1998 all the glaciers were gone. In Golden Glacier 1922-1988 Columbia glaciers. Year by year, all the glaciers is retreating and everything is melting because of global warming. Every person who goes over there will see this thing, glacier melting and adding to the sea level. 40% of the whole world gets water from Himalaya. हमें भी पानी हिमालय से ही मिलता है, but in the coming years, these 40% of the people जिन्हें पानी हिमालय से मिलता है, उन्हें problem face करनी पड़ेगी क्योंकि वहाँ ice melt हो रही है, इसकी वजह से पानी नहीं मिलेगा. Same way, everywhere, in Switzerland, that time, after 20 years. Gone glacier, 20 years before today. This is Peru, 20 years before today, almost gone. Patagonia, 20 years before today, everything gone. And the greatest example of all, 1928, Argentina. today, this huge mass of ice is completely gone. This has a symbol that global warming is happening worldwide. It's pure world mein ho raha hai, har jagah pe ho raha hai. Now how it happens? How global warming affects the ice? When the sun rays fall on the ice, maximum of it is reflected. जो आइस होती है वो मिरर की तरह एक्ट करती है, शीशे की तरह, वो सारी सनलाइट को वापस भेज देती है। आज आर्टिफिशियल ये आइस उस मिरर की तरह एक्ट करिए और कुछ दिनों में मेल्ट हो जाए। ये ऐसे जानवरों से पोलर बियर्स ने बिल्कुल अच्छा नहीं है। The studies have found that these polar bears were swimming for miles and miles and they have not got even a big patch of ice and they are dying drowning. In many of the Antarctica, sorry, I'm not sure that Antarctica and many of the Greenland, same thing has happened. What happens is it melts, the water goes down, and the whole ice gets into the sea. ये चीज होती है जिसकी वजह से sea level बढ़ता जाता है. This red patch is what you see as the melting of ice in Greenland around 20 years before. This one decade before, and these are the recent pictures of Greenland. इतनी ही आइस अभी तक वहाँ पे बची है और थोड़े ही सालों तक अगर कुछ नहीं कहा तो वहाँ पे आइस नहीं मिलेगी. इट इज सेड कि अगर ग्रीनलैंड का आधा हिस्सा और अंटार्कटिका का आधा हिस्सा अगर मेल्ट हो जाए तो इतना पानी आएगा कि ऑलमोस्ट जितना भी वर्ल्ड है पानी में डूब सकता है. दिस क्रैक व्हाट यू सी इज नॉट ऑन द पेरिफेरल, ये किनारे पर नहीं है, ग्रीनलैंड के बीचों बीच एक क्रैक पड़ा हुआ है. व्हाट हैपेंस, ग्लोबल वार्मिंग इफेक्ट क्यों कर रहा है? हम ये सोचते हैं कि मुंबई में कभी आइस नहीं पड़ती है और सेम डे इंग्लैंड में आइस पड़ती है, ऐसा क्यों होता है? जो भी टेम्परेचर अर्थ में रेगुलेट होता है, इट्स बीन रेगुलेटेड बाय विंड करंट एंड समुद्र से और हवाओं से उसको रेगुलेट किया जाता है. एनुअल टेम्परेचर 68 डिग्री सेल्सियस हमारी अर्थ का. अब अगर पोल की तरफ, अगर इक्वेटर की तरफ 1% का भी अगर टेम्परेचर बढ़ा या घटा तो पोल की तरफ 12 डिग्री सेल्सियस का होता है. पिछली बार आप सबको बताया कि एक बार अर्थ पे आइस एज आ चुकी है. अगर नहीं पता तो मैं आपको बताता हूँ, बहुत सालों पहले जब हम लोग नहीं थे तब अर्थ पे एक आइस एज आई थी जिसकी वजह से सब कुछ ठंडा पड़ गया था. एवरीथिंग वाज आइस दैट टाइम, इट केम फॉर अ रीजन. आई टेल यू दैट रीजन, दिस इज द रीजन. जो हमारे, अगर आप इंडिया की तरफ देखेंगे वहां पे तो ये प्रोसीजर है, ये प्रोसेस है जिसकी वजह से आज हमारे पूरे अर्थ में सारे क्लाइमेट जो भी मौसम है वो रेगुलेट हो गए. इंडिया की तरफ आप लाइट ब्लू लाइन दिख रहे हैं, गर्म पानी की करंट है, और आप डार्क ब्लू लाइन दिख रहे हैं वो कोल्ड ठंडे पानी की करंट है. गर्म पानी और ठंडे पानी से घूमते रहते हैं समुद्र में जिसकी वजह से क्लाइमेट डिफ्रेंशिएशन होता है. इसलिए आप देख सकते हैं कि इंडिया के पास गर्म पानी आता है इसलिए मुंबई में आइस नहीं पड़ती, और वही चीज अगर आप वहां पे जाकर देखेंगे दूसरे कंट्रीज में वहां पे ठंडा पानी जाता है इसलिए वहां पे आइस पड़ती है. ये जो सर्कुलेशन है वो बहुत सालों पहले रुक गई थी, किसी चीज की वजह से वो रुक गई थी, तब आइस से जा रहा था, और अब ये सर्कुलेशन स्लो होती जा रही है एंड इन द मैटर ऑफ 10 to 20 years ये सर्कुलेशन रुक जाएगी. तब ये होगा कि आइस से फिर से वापस आएगा. गर्म पानी आर्टिक रीजन में जब जाता है तो वो ठंडा हो जाता है, और ठंडा होकर वो वापस अपने साइकिल में, जो मैंने आपको दिखाया उस साइकिल में जाने लगता है, ये पूरा साइकिल पूरे अर्थ में आ जाता है. इसी बार 10 साल पहले नॉर्थ अमेरिका में ग्लेशियर था, वहां से वो मेल्ट हुआ, पानी बाहर आया और इस टर्निंग पे सारा पानी आके रुक गया. इसकी वजह से क्या हुआ कि जो सर्कुलेशन है वो रुक गया, सारी जगह पर जो भी गर्म हवाएं जा रही थी सब रुक गई, और इसकी वजह से हर चीज रुक गई और आई चीज वापिस आया था. यही चीज अब वापिस होने वाली है क्योंकि ये सर्कुलेशन हमारी वजह से रुक रहा है. तो मेन थिंग इज रिटर्न ऑफ आई चीज, जो मेन मकसद है ग्लोबल वार्मिंग क्यों हो रहा है, क्या करेगा, रिटर्न ऑफ आई चीज, ये चीज वापिस आ सकती है. मुंबई 26 जुलाई जो हमारी मुंबई में हुआ, इट वॉज नॉट बिकॉज ऑफ एनी म्यूनिसिपल कोऑपरेशन की गलती की वजह से नहीं हुआ था, दैट वाज इफेक्ट ऑफ ग्लोबल वार्मिंग. हाल ही में मुंबई में हमने ऐसी ठंडियां देखी है और सारे रिकॉर्ड ब्रेक कर दिए थे, वो भी इसी के कारण ही था, वो इसीलिए था, दैट वाज इफेक्ट ऑफ ग्लोबल वार्मिंग. पॉल्यूशन को रोकने के लिए कई डिवाइसेस बनाए गए थे, पर उन डिवाइसेस में कुछ प्रॉब्लम थी. वो डिवाइसेस काफी बड़ी हुआ करते थे, काफी महंगे हुआ करते थे, इंडिया जैसी जो कंट्री थी वो डिवाइसेस को अफोर्ड नहीं कर सकती. और ये डिवाइसेस की जो स्ट्रक्चर्स थे जो इस तरह से बनाए जाते थे काफी कॉम्प्लेक्स थे, इन्हें हर जगह पे नहीं लगा रहे थे. तो ऐसी डिवाइस की जरूरत थी जो कॉम्प्लेक्स ना हो. पहला की जो थ्योरी थी सबसे पहले डॉक्टर एपीजे अब्दुल कलाम को भेजी गई थी, उन्होंने इसे अप्रूव किया था. इसके बाद क्या होगा, मैं आपको एक वीडियो में बस दिखाऊंगा कि परिणाम क्या होगा। दिस वुड बी द रिजल्ट। समुद्र की जितनी भी लेवल है सब बढ़ जाएंगे और सारे समुद्र का जो पानी है सब लो लाइट एरिया इंडिया और हर देश में इस तरह से घुस जाएगा, क्योंकि सारी जो हाइट मेल्ट होती जा रही है वो उसका पानी समुद्र में जाता जा रहा है। तो इस तरह से सारा पानी हमारी इसकी तरफ आ जाएगा ग्लोबल वार्मिंग की वजह से। जो हाल ही में जितनी भी नेचुरल क्लाइमेटिक हुई है वो इसी की वजह से हुई। हाउ कैन वी हेल्प, हम कैसे हेल्प कर सकते हैं ग्लोबल वार्मिंग को रोकने के लिए। जितनी बिजली हम यूज करते हैं, जितना भी हम बिजली यूज करते हैं, कहीं ना कहीं उसी के अमाउंट का कोल कोयला बर्न होता है। महाराष्ट्र सरकार में कुछ दिनों पहले ऐसी प्रॉब्लम आ चुकी थी कि उनके पास कोल ही नहीं था बर्न करने के लिए, सिर्फ एक दिन का कोल बचा था उनके पास। कोल खत्म होता जा रहा है, तो जितना कोल बर्न होता है उतना ही गैस होती है। तो जितना हम कम इलेक्ट्रिसिटी यूज करेंगे या वेस्ट नहीं करेंगे, कहीं ना कहीं कोल बचेगा। दैट व्हाट वी कैन डू। व्हाटएवर हैपेंड, बात आ रही है यहाँ पे फियर की। मैं आज आपको बताऊंगा फियर कैसे भाग। मैं पहले फर्स्ट थिंग व्हेन आई केम टू द प्रेजेंटेशन, फर्स्ट थिंग वाज डिस्कस्ड फियर टॉकिंग टू द पीपल। आई वाज अ पर्सन, लेट मी टेल यू माय क्वालिफिकेशंस एंड एवरीथिंग, बट एज 18 आई वाज सेकंड ईयर इंजीनियरिंग स्टूडेंट। दैट्स इट, नथिंग मोर। माय प्रेशर यू नो कम्युनिकेटिंग विद पीपल वाज नॉट वेरी गुड, नॉट वेरी ग्रेट। I couldn't communicate with people as such. But this is this thing with Krishnala. Such moments of the same when I gave seminars in front of dancers, Reliance, Infosys, and everywhere, and I was not fighting. This was fear. All because of Krishna consciousness. Then next, how Krishna consciousness took out fear from me. I was a person, I'm not very good in, I'm not a scholar at all. I'm very normal, like a normal guy. So making a divine never relates me that I'm a scholar. I'm not good with my studies. And also that thing which came in my mind, it just derives of all because of Krishna consciousness. That's why I named this divine Krishna. The main Sanskrit name given to this divine. And some of the notes cases which I also shared in last Vipassana, today also I'd like to share with you all so that it can enlighten you, so that it can help you in any way. There was a time when I first came in Krishna consciousness. I by mistake came in Krishna consciousness, let me be very truthful with everybody over here. I was just strolling around from the way and I saw that there's a temple, dance was going on, and it was such nice that I danced over there without my will. That's why I found it very nice. Kuch dino baad, there was a time when I was not having I was standing in the net. Sahiji, हम लोग मानते हैं ना practical proof क्या होता है? हाँ, मैं नाम दे रहा हूँ हर्ष करो, पर practically मेरी life में कैसे असर पड़ता है? तो मैं आज आपको बता रहा हूँ practically कैसे असर पड़ता है। I was sitting in a temple, I was very fascinated by the Deepak. But मैं एक normal 10, 11 साल का बच्चा, मेरी pocket money इतनी नहीं होती कि मैं कहीं खर्च करूँगा। काफी मैं सारा खर्च नहीं करता। I was standing over there. And then Prabhuji came and asked me, aapka 20 hai, actually sir, Prabhuji ne par 20 hai mere. Then he gave me, I forgot to tell this the last time, then Prabhuji gave me 20 hai, which was, sort of old. The next Prabhuji came and said, don't give this old bag to him, give him a new bag. It was a new bag in that, it was the bees in it. Fascinated me because very beautiful. So, first gift to God was, kaafi beautiful 20 hai mila. मुझे मिला है अब ये रिचार्ज बारिश में दिख जाएगा, खराब हो जाएगा। तो मैंने बस मन ही मन में बोला कि भगवान की थोड़ी देर लिए बारिश कर दो, ये रिचार्ज ठीक है। एंड वो ड्रिजल हो रहा था दैट सेकेंड रुक गया, टेम्परेचर एंटर किया, जैसे एंटर किया वैसे बारिश में काम किया। पिछली बार ये नहीं बताया था, आज मैं बताना चाहूंगा कि इंसान का 12th स्टैंडर्ड के बच्चे का अगर मार्कशीट गुम जाता है एडमिशन के टाइम पर, उसको कहीं एडमिशन नहीं मिलता। यू ऑल नो दैट, सब स्टूडेंट्स को यहाँ पे सबको पता होगा, लेकिन मार्कशीट गुम हो जाए आपको एडमिशन नहीं मिलता। मैं कॉलेज में गया, दसवीं से मुझसे मार्कशीट गुम हो गया, अब मेरी ऐसी कंडीशन मेरे को एडमिशन नहीं मिल रहा था। तो मैं जा रहा था, मेरी बहन और मैं थे, मेरी बहन जा रही थी जीती दूसरी मार्कशीट लेने, और मैं गया कॉलेज में ये विश्वास के साथ। मैंने भगवान से फिर इतना प्रे किया कि भगवान आपके विश्वास से मैं जा रहा हूँ, मेरे को मार्कशीट पक्का मिले। आई वेंट ओवर दैट, ऑफिस में गया, मैंने कहा मार्कशीट मिला है क्या? एक कम से कम तीन चार दिन बाद गया, ऐसी कंडीशन में मार्कशीट मिलना बहुत मुश्किल होता, मेरे हाथ से गिर गया। कॉलेज में इतने बड़े जीवियर्स कॉलेज, बहुत बड़ा कॉलेज है, मैं गिर गया था, मेरे को मिलना तो नाम ही नहीं था। मैं गया, फिर मैंने टीम से पूछा कोई मार्कशीट मिला क्या, तो मेरा गिरा था हाथ में। सो दिस इज व्हाट हैपेंड एवरी टाइम। सो प्रैक्टिकली थ्रू जो हम चांसेस सोचते रहते हैं, प्रैक्टिकली क्या होता है क्या नहीं होता है, कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस कुछ होता भी है कि नहीं होता है, होता है, इट्स मिरेकुलस। If I am today 18 years, second year, no qualification, has a capability to make some device. Our device, 192 countries में approve हो चुका है, Indian patent rights है इसके पास, 192 countries के patent rights है, it's going international level से। मेरी qualification कुछ नहीं है, मेरी in a practical moment has never been able to make a pass कुछ नहीं है, but that miraculous power and that capability has been given to me in Krishna consciousness, and that is the practical miracle which happens. If you really believe that it would happen. अगर आप बिलीव करेंगे कि भगवान आपको कुछ दे सकता है, मैं भगवान में पूरी तरह से बिलीव करता हूँ, सबसे इंटरेस्ट कर देता हूँ, दैट्स आई गेट, दैट्स आई लकीली आई गेट, एंड आई वुड जस्ट रिक्वेस्ट यू ऑल दैट यू योरसेल्फ बिलीव इट, यू योरसेल्फ थिंक कि हाँ कुछ मिलेगा, ये सच होता है, मेरी बात में बिलीव करना चाहे तो कर सकते हैं, नहीं करना चाहे तो आपकी और प्रैक्टिकली आप देख सकते हैं, तो इसी तरह से होता है। तो हरे कृष्णा
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम।
Thank you very much. We enjoyed your talk. Actually, it's very encouraging for us. So we all will thank one Hare Krishna Mahamantra for Vrindavan for giving a good presentation, and our good wishes to Vrindavan. Let us chant one Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So all the good wishes to all of you also. Come, take up this process of Krishna consciousness and be successful materially as well as spiritually. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. So we have the next part of our program, chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra and dancing. For 5 minutes, then we will go on a prasad. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
launched on Wednesday, 21st December, the last day of the year. Please come for the Upasana festival and greet the new year by chanting
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
So the program will be there from, I know, from, we'll start it from 7 o'clock. The program will go on. At 9:30 we will do kirtan and we will also have a program in the sankirtan all over Mirapur, and the new year we will be celebrating in the temple. Okay, thank you very much. A small welcome for Vikas Choresarji, is the chairman of Merchant Navy College in Uran. We would like to greet him by chanting one Hare Krishna Mahamantra.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Because Choresarji is the chairman of this Madhyamik school in Uran, it's also our privilege to have him here. Maybe he can give two words to encourage all of you. We did a lot of programs in Uran and it helped the students. And his whole college is full of photos of Krishna, inspiration from his school. We are happy to have him here.
I want to say only that you must pray for Jagannath, because Jagannath is the activity which is performing at present, and other activity has already performed in the past. So, Jai Jagannath.
Jai Jagannath. So that reminds us that there is a Jagannath Rath Yatra on 7th of January in 7th of December, that is next Sunday at 3 o'clock in Borivali. Borivali near National Park, there is Jagannath Rath Yatra. All of you please come and chant in this Jagannath Rath Yatra, dance in the Jagannath Rath Yatra, and get immense pleasure and be free from all the fear. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jai Jagannath.
The address is given in the pamphlet or the banner, which is just near the gate. So you can see the number of the address for it. It is Borivali East, near National Park, Abhinavata.
We'll distribute your book in that Jagannath.
So please come on.
1 second, Mr.
Come on and come on. I enjoy. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki. Hare Krishna. 3 o'clock next Sunday, December 7th. And all those who want to distribute books, Bhagavad Gita, we are having stalls in Miradon, we are having stalls in Bhayandar, Harisar, and Borivali. You all can distribute Bhagavad Gita in Virar also. Okay? Bhagavad Gita we are distributing. It will help you to become a better person, and it will remove all your inhibitions. It can make a powerful personality. Hare Krishna. Thank you very
much.
Yes!
Prabhupada ki.
Yes!
Yeah. Yeah, there is prasadam for all of you. Please go. Yeah, there is one coupon which has to be shown. Okay? Okay, Hare Krishna, Jai Shri Krishna. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna. 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 Hare
Krishna.
Consciousness. Consciousness. Opinion. Opinion. Consciousness. Consciousness is something which hum log ne Krishna consciousness, that means that chetna, Hindi mein chetna bolte, bhavna bolte, Krishna bhavna bolte. Isi ko main
sab
bolte hain gate ka entry kar do. Main phone kar deta, aap WhatsApp ko mobile de dena, main bagal ka ke de andar le.
Acha yahi
dekh raha hai mere office jo hai na wahan pe. आप तो सामने लिख कर आ जाइए, विश्वा करके एक ऑफिसर का उधर
विश्वा ऑफिस.
मोहित प्रभु आप इनके साथ जाइए और भीष्मा ऑफिस काम पे या हरे कृष्ण
hare krishna
hare krishna look this dinesh dinesh so how are you
I'm not fine
yeah just we'll keep in touch yeah? one second hare krishna yeah you're rameshwar yeah. okay so can I give you the forms and you can give it to rameshwar acha unki code karna okay you're calling from pune okay so tomorrow I have if I get his email id he was supposed to give me his email id I can aapke paas hai par ye one second na I'll give the on the devotee you aap note kar lena email id aap note aap email id denge aap note the thing is fine you see what that स्पेलिंग में नोट कर लेना
राजा विश्वासो नैव जायते जनेन्द्रियाता जीव फेले विषय सागरे तारमते जीवाते लोभमाया सुदुर्मते आगे जाता कठिन संसारे विश्वा बड़ा दया माय करे भारज बजाय तो प्रसाद अन्न दिलो भाई कई अनामृत पाओ श्री श्री राधा गिरधारी गुण गाओ श्री मेरा कोश चेतन पाए जय निमाय जय निताय जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाचार्य गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय श्री श्री राधा गिरधारी जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा श्री श्री गोविंदा भगवत प्रसाद के श्री प्रभुपाद के गौर प्रेमानंदे हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा ये गाड़ी को थोड़ा अंदर आने दीजिए ठीक है ना मेरा ऑफिस सुनकर रहता बता देना भीष्मा ऑफिस है ओके धन्यवाद
बड़ी शीघ्र वो आधे भी अस्तु का कॉल नहीं आया कट गया फोन
आधा
रामेश्वरी रामेश्वर दास जी अभी आधा ही दिया और फिर फोन कट गया फिर उनका फोन आया ही
तो अभी बात करते हैं कौन है ईमेल कर रहे हैं आगे आप कंप्लीट कर लेना भीष्मा खुला है क्या देख लेना चाबी लेके जा रहे हो What is it? My goodness, sir. Yes. Very good, my goodness. Chant nicely. I'll tell you this and help you to do. You distribute Bhagavad Gita Sabha whenever you feel can. And I'll tell you, you'll be blessed by more money.
Actually,
you don't have that.
I think.
Oh, books. Take care. You continue, okay? My good wishes are with you. You are selling my computer?
Yeah, I'm selling computer.
Okay. Taking book. Okay, right. Anand Prabhu, right? Kuch books rakhne ke.
Unhone de diya, wo aapse baat karenge.
Kuch books hai na, Bhishma khula hai?
Khula
hai kya? Khulo na, kuch books rakhne ke.
Godown?
Godown mein rakhne ke. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. कल दोपहर को सब भेज दूंगा. कल तक आज तो कल दोपहर को मैं देख रहा हूँ. एक मिनट है, ये ईमेल आईडी में एक बार देख लेता हूँ. आर इज कैपिटल ना. अच्छा, स्मॉल आर, स्मॉल ए, स्मॉल एम, एस एच. ये स्पेलिंग चेक कर लो, अदरवाइज एवरीथिंग यू नो. स्मॉल आर ए एम ई एस एच ए डी ए आर डब्ल्यू ए आर ना. ठीक है, डब्ल्यू ए आर ए आर डब्ल्यू ए आर आर ए एम. अच्छी तरह से लिखा वो बाजू. मैं फिर से पढ़ता हूँ, स्पेलिंग आप देख लेना. R A M E S H A W. अच्छा, H के बाद डायरेक्ट W है ना. अच्छा, हाँ W A R. ओके, हाँ W A R. ओके, D A S एट द रेट readyplaymail.com. ओके, तो कोई स्पेस नहीं बीच में. ठीक है, ओके, थैंक यू वेरी मच. और ये मोबाइल नंबर दिया ना आपने, तो ये लंबा है, मैं फिर एक बार रिपीट कर रहा हूँ. 9230022522256. ये उनका कितने डिजिट का है? 12 डिजिट का है ना. प्लस साइन के साथ. ओके, ऑल डबल जीरो. ओके, ऑल राइट. दिस इज योर नंबर, ये आपका नंबर. फ्रॉम पीसी इन इन केस लाइक यू डू कॉल मी टुमारो ऑल्सो. या प्लीज, या ओके ओके. यू स्टे इन बॉम्बे और यू स्टे इन पुणे? ओके, यू गिव मी अ कॉल टुमारो फॉर कंफर्मेशन. ओके, दैट आई विल डन इट. ओके, एट अराउंड 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock इज फाइन. No, in the evening. Okay. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Krishna bless you. Huh? Your books ko ye kar down kar do. आइसक्रीम दे दो. सो हाउ डिड यू लाइक द प्रोग्राम? नीरज कैसा लगा? कोई कौन है यूथ को ही बुला देगा. बहुत सारे प्रसाद लेके आ जाएगा. कहाँ पे था आप प्रोग्राम में? आए नहीं क्या? आएगा आप लोग, प्रसाद ले लो, डिनर कर लो. ये अभी सब लोग प्रसाद ले रहे हैं ना, वो लोग जैसे हो जाएगा. آپ اس بار بھگوت گیتا لوگ ہمارے پچھلے بار لیا تھا آپ نے؟
ہاں بالکل لیں گے.
تو میں ورن آپ کے کالج پہنچا تو کہاں پہنچانے بتا دیجیے. کتنا اس بار آپ 200-300 لیجیے آرام سے. آپ چار میں بیٹھو گے کہ ٹیبل سب رتنیش پرو پلیٹ چار پلیٹ لے رتنیش پربھو دیواکر پرو ستیش پرو فور گیسٹ سب بند کر دوں. لینڈ رائٹ وہاں پہ آپ لاسٹ تک ریسپشن میں تھے تو کتنا لوگ آئے تھے؟ تو کتنے لوگ آئے تھے جب تک آپ تھے؟ منوج کو ان کو معلوم ہوگا تو بیٹھا پریشان ہو. پورا ریسپشن میں کتنے لوگ آئے تھے؟ ہاں چیتن پربھو کیا ہے؟ چیتن پربھو ویئر از دیٹ فارم؟
آئی ہیو گیون اٹ ٹو منمت پربھو.
ٹوٹل کتنے آئے تھے آج تک؟
آئی تھنک 70-78
انٹری ہوا تھا.
ہاں 70.
कुछ कुछ नाम एंट्री नहीं हो गए क्योंकि यहाँ पे
आई थिंक
ट्वेंटी हो गया
मैंने एकदम अभी परफेक्टली वो नहीं है फॉर्म के बाद भी मैंने थोड़े भरे थे शायद ज़्यादा अभी कंफर्म नहीं पता चले
होगी तो चला गया क्या मोबाइल स्विच ऑफ किया नीरज एंड दिलीप बोथ ऑफ यू शुड कम फॉर वेनेसडे कौन सा दिन आपको ठीक रहेगा ट्यूजडे तो मंडे कल आ सकते हैं आप लोग मैं नहीं लूंगा तो सीमांचल प्रभु लेंगे कौन सा टाइम ठीक रहेगा कौन सा टाइम ठीक रहेगा ट्वेल्व ओ क्लॉक टू वन ओ क्लॉक आप लोग करताल मृदंग कीर्तन दो जन आ जाओ फिर बाद में धीरे धीरे हम लोग करेंगे
अर्जुन
मैं अभी आया कि
नहीं मैं एक्चुअली पहले आया था
पानी नहीं है क्या
नहीं एक्चुअली बहुत
अच्छा अच्छा अर्जुन प्रभु आप लोग थोड़ा देना प्रसाद तुम्हारी गाड़ी के सामने ना कुछ बुक्स मेरे ऑफिस में छोड़ना है यहाँ पे आप लोग चार पाँच जन हरे कृष्णा प्रोग्राम कैसा लगा आपका
अच्छा लगा
कुल्फी ले रहे अंदर है कुल्फी ये आप कैसे भयंदर से आप कौन से क्लास में थैंक यू थैंक यू मच अपने समय निकलता है आप कौन से क्लास में ट्वेल्थ में कौन सा सब्जेक्ट कर रहे हो थैंक यू आप आए अच्छा लगा
आपका
क्लास अच्छा था आपको समझ में आया
मैं दो दिन आया
हाँ दो बार आए हूँ क्लास में
फर्स्ट टाइम अभी इसी बार आया
पर मंदिर में तो आप लोग अच्छा पढ़ाई करो ठीक है ना आप और समय देकर आए, टेंथ और ट्वेल्थ में रहना, फिर आप इस प्रोग्राम में आते रहना, पढ़ाई भी अच्छी तरह से करना, और एग्ज़ाम होने के बाद मंदिर में आओ, मैं आपका और शिक्षा दूंगा जिससे कि आप लोग और अच्छा प्रगति कर सकते हैं। ओके अभिषेक, ऑल द बेस्ट, हरे कृष्ण। आपका नाम?
अविनाश।
अविनाश, अविनाश का अर्थ होता है, पता है क्या, जिसका कभी नाश नहीं होता आत्मा, तो अविनाश कहा जाता है। आपका शब्द मनोज, मनोज का मतलब जो मनुष्य में जो शांत रहते हैं उसको मनोज बोलते हैं। ठीक है, बहुत धन्यवाद आप सबका, हरे कृष्ण। हरे कृष्ण, प्रोग्राम कैसा अच्छा लगा आपको? पहली बार आए आप पास में? थर्ड टाइम। पहले क्या की?
लास्ट टाइम ड्रामा
में थे आप। आज का कैसा था प्रोग्राम? लेक्चर में क्या समझ में आया?
फियर नॉट।
थैंक यू, हरे कृष्ण। हरे कृष्ण, हरे कृष्ण। सो व्हाट आर यू डूइंग? क्या करते हैं आप? टीचिंग। कहाँ, कौन से काम पे?
वीरा।
अच्छा, आप किसके साथ आए? वो दिनेश?
नहीं नहीं, भोपाल।
भोपाल
पहले आए थे, आज आए।
अच्छा अच्छा अच्छा, अच्छा लगा प्रोग्राम, आते रहो। हमारा विरार में प्रोग्राम होता है, होता है विरार में, दीवा कॉलेज के सामने प्रोग्राम होता है। कल हम लोग स्टेशन में मिलेंगे, 7 बजे स्टेशन में मिला, वहाँ पे हम लोग भगवत गीता बात करेंगे, तो वहाँ से हम लोग साथ में जाएंगे। ठीक है, आपका शो क्या
है?
मिले चौबे। तो कल विरार स्टेशन में मिलते हैं 7 बजे, वहाँ से विवा कॉलेज के सामने एक रूम है हम लोग का, वहाँ पे प्रोग्राम होता है, तो वो देखेंगे। ठीक है, थैंक यू। यू डू नॉट टेक कॉल से आइसक्रीम लिया? वेर इज ब्रो हियर इन
एग्जाम चल रहा
है। ओके, थैंक यू। अच्छा लगा प्रोग्राम, बहुत सारे साथ ध्यान होते हैं। आप लोग थोड़ा साथ में देना, थोड़ा बुक यहाँ पे रखने का, नहीं तो आप प्रसाद ले रहे, आप भी थोड़ा प्रसाद बुक्स मेरे ऑफिस में रख देना। हरे कृष्ण, आप एक साल फिर उसके बाद थोड़ा बुक्स में रखना। पानी धीरे धीरे आ रहा है क्या वहाँ?
हाँ, एक ही में आ रहा है।
अच्छा अच्छा, हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा, बंडल बना कर गए। आप पहले आइसक्रीम खा लो अच्छी तरह से, फिर उसके बाद खा। अच्छा, कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे हरे। नारायण थोड़ा हाथ बटा रहे थे, जगन्नाथ जी का कुछ बुक है, वो थोड़ा आइसक्रीम लिया ना आपने, तो थोड़ा बुक है ना उधर मेरे ऑफिस में रख देना। अमित प्रभु, हाउ आर यू? सो व्हाट इज योर प्लान?
I'm feeling very ashamed that I gave you a word and
you're not able to fulfill.
Yeah, so what week? Tomorrow I'll do it fine.
Really?
Good morning.
Don't get panicked. So come tomorrow and then. So, सब निकलना, सब लोग, सब सब बहुत जन है, 10 जन है कम से कम। आप अपना जस्ट लुक, मैं ऑफिस का चाबी ले लेना वो इसमें ना, दिवाकर नहीं तो मनमत, नहीं तो दिवाकर को जानते हैं, मनमत को जानते
हैं, मनमत को जानते
हैं, या प्लीज टेक द की फ्रॉम हिम, या सम बुक्स आर टू बी पुट। हरे कृष्ण ललित प्रभु, आप लोग प्रसाद ले लो, फिर थोड़ा सा हेल्प करना ये गाड़ी से बुक्स रखने का। हरे कृष्ण, थैंक यू। आप थोड़ा बुक्स लेके जाने में मदद करना मेरे को, मेरा ऑफिस है ना वहाँ पे, कल आओ आप लोग, तो पहले आइसक्रीम खाओ, थोड़ा सा मदद कराऊंगा। हरी बोल, चाबी नहीं है क्या? हाँ, मैं 2 मिनट में लेके आता हूँ, आप वहाँ दरवाजे के सामने नीचे रख देना। हाँ, दरवाजे के सामने नीचे रख देना। ए हरी बोल प्रभु, आप मनमत दिवाकर ने तो हाँ उन लोग को बोला चाबी चाहिए हमको फटाफट। ओके, हाउ वाज द प्रोग्राम, हाउ वाज द सेमिनार? प्रमित, आप शुरू से थे?
नो, एक्चुअली आई वाज कमिंग एंड देयर इज नो प्रभु मेड मी एंड ही सेड देयर इज अ ड्रामा इन टेंपल।
ओके ओके, एक्चुअली वो टेम्पल का ड्रामा में बहुत सारा यूथ बैठे रहते हैं, मतलब वो लोग ड्रामा करते हैं. नेक्स्ट टाइम उपासना के टाइम में सारे यूथ इधर ही रहेंगे.
वही
थैंक यू. डू वन थिंग जस्ट ओपन यू एड कुछ अपने नहीं है तो आप ले लो.
दो बड़ा है लाइक ओपन इट.
ओपन इट एंड अच्छा चाबी आ गया अभी खोलेगा. चाबी छोटा सा है वो गिर जाएगा तो मुश्किल. आप रूम में रखना. आपने कुछ लिया? भैया थैंक यू मच. ये सचिन का है. सचिन इज प्रेजेंट विराट. सौ भगत गीता का डोनेशन की एवरी ईयर जी. सचिन हमारे प्रभु भी करेंगे बोला.
हमारे प्रभु एंड
विवेक. विवेक को भी याद दिला प्रभु. हरे कृष्ण थैंक यू. विवेक को याद दिला वो लैपटॉप चाहिए क्योंकि मैं अभी वेरी आई एम गोइंग टू डू लॉट्स ऑफ कॉलेज प्रोग्राम स्कूल प्रोग्राम कॉलेज प्रोग्राम. उनको बोलना वो रिक्वेस्ट कर रहे हैं. उसका ईमेल आईडी दे देना फिर मैं उसको ले लो. यहाँ पे रामेश्वर का मेरेश प्रभु ये ना मेरे ऑफिस के ड्रॉअर में रख देना पहला जो जो भी ड्रॉअर चाबी खराब ही खुला उन्होंने और वहीं पे ये लिख के ना मेरे को दे देना पेपर ऑफिस ले देना. और चेक वहीं पे
100 भगवद गीता इंग्लिश लैंग्वेज
इंग्लिश हिंदी मराठी
गुजराती भगवद गीता में.
ओके थैंक यू. टुडे यू अंडरस्टूड समथिंग इन द सेमिनार. व्हाट डिड यू अंडरस्टैंड?
हाउ टू वर्क आउट फियर. Actually, one thought was going in my mind, the same thing I was going to ask, and the topic, coincidentally, it came up the same. Like, I didn't knew that the topic was about fear, but yeah. like I was like, from morning, I was thinking that ki
what
all these things that are happening, and how to, like, cope up with all these things.
Just don't worry, no, if it has happened, it will happen.
Yeah.
But, like, if we chant the name of the Lord, even if the bullet has to hit, we chant, it's going to give us the better destination.
वो बुक रखो.
हाँ बुक. Please sir.
हमें खास पे रख सकते हैं.
नहीं पहला प्रशाद ले आराम से. कल आएगा. कल.
And the thing that left me this was in thought was I read a book. I didn't read a book. It's like I came across something. Predictions are notes पे आराम.
Yeah that's true.
The prophecies are coming true. Till today. And all these prophecies have come true.
Yeah.
And he's predicted the World War III to start in like say 2009 around. He's predicted it to start 2009 onwards. And going by the recent incidences, like all it's all the atmosphere is just warming up. Like
for the
like,
World War.
And
but
like,
I will tell you, Prabhupada also said it will happen. But then Prabhupada said the World War will not happen.
I like to mention, I came across one more thing, a contradiction, Kalki Puran.
Yeah, Kalki
that
Puran.
It said that the savior of the world will be Lord Kalki and he'll take birth at the end of the Kali Yuga.
Yeah, yeah.
So if World War is going to take place tomorrow or next year, then it is like, it will be, Earth will be over in span
no,
of
no,
seconds.
No,
I'm
no,
if it is going to take
yeah.
place. But according to the Vedas, it's written that at the end of Kali Yuga, that means till the end of Kali Yuga, the Earth is going to be
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah. So don't get disturbed.
Yeah, no.
Even if the World War takes place, so what? We'll chant Hare Krishna Mama. Be happy.
But what Prabhupada... Like
Prabhupada said that the World War will happen. Then afterwards he said...
But when around the...
But then he said that the World War is postponed. Because devotees are chanting. The chanting is kicking out the bad effects.
So till...
yeah, it will take
for time. Many years it
many
won't
years,
happen.
Many years, many years. You don't worry. We chant Hare Krishna Mama.
Okay.
Yeah. You concentrate on your study. Chant nicely. Don't let this. Don't let all this. It helps you.
No, just like I want to before exam, I just want to take the.
Blessings. It helps you. This seminar helps you. So now don't worry about all this. We call the you know piddly. Piddly means
actually you
useless.
The day all these things started happening, Wednesday. A couple of days I stopped watching TV because. I found one thing. Whenever I used to switch on the TV, my mind used to get more
disturbed.
Yeah. Thinking ki, now they are attacking this, now they are, what will happen next, what will happen next. I just switched off the TV, same or things are going to come up on the
yeah,
television
yeah, yeah.
screen. Better focus your attention from
studying.
Okay.
Give it to Manmat.
Okay,
Manmat
Prabhu,
sir.
Thank you all you.
Thank you very much. All the best. Study nice. All the best.
All the best.
आप लोग आइसक्रीम खाओ फिर जाओ. अच्छा अच्छा आप बस टाइम से मैच. How did you like the program?
Really
enjoyed. Anything you learned? It helped you?
Yeah, very much.
Okay. हाँ अच्छा क्या आप भी थोड़ा भगवत गीता वितरण में मदद करो एक महीने के लिए ठीक है. थैंक यू. ये वो उपासना का बैनर बैनर है ना ऑफिस में रख देना उपासना का वो एक पास है नहीं ये फट जाएगा आप ज़्यादा करो ना वो नीचे गिर गया था. रमित कैन रिच एक मिनट खींचो मत खींचो मत. Ratnesh, to thank you much. Tomorrow, everybody please come. That is Sanam ka
party. Kya hogi?
Kya main batana bhul gaya kisko? Baba ji ka.
Nahi, maine abhi filam matlab jitne hai, mere ko mila unko sabko bata ki Monday ko.
Fir main kya order karna bhul gaya? Baba ji. Theek hai, main Mata ji ko bhul gaya. Unko bolu ki kisko bata sabko ko bolne jaunga. Mata ji ko bolna bata. थैंक यू. आप गीता वितरण में मदद करते अगले 7 तारीख को चैत्र है तो उसमें वी गॉट 1000 जगन्नाथ बुक्स इट विल डिस्ट्रीब्यूट ऑन दैट डे. कुछ को हरे कृष्ण मैं इसलिए कल हम लोग का शाम को बाबा जी का चाहिए था बाबा जी का भाजी बना लो. अच्छा अच्छा ठीक है ठीक है ठीक है ठीक है. अच्छा 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 ठीक है ब्रो जी. थैंक यू हरगिस डॉक्टर अनदर पर्सन आई जस्ट फाइनलाइज दिस. माता जी को बोल दो हरे कृष्णा द प्रोग्राम वाज ओके यू लर्न समथिंग
या
व्हाट डिड यू लर्न
माय थिंकिंग अबाउट दिस वी कैन ओवरकम द फियर
ओवरकम द फियर या
एंड देयर नाइन टाइप्स ऑफ फियर कम ऑन एंड फॉर अ वाइल
रिप्लाई टू सेकंड
टुडे ओ पाला वाज वंडरफुल
इट हेल्प यू
माय आई एम बिकॉज़ आई एम गोइंग फीवर.
Yeah. Nothing to say. Hare Krishna. अच्छा कल हम लोग को कल है ना एक प्रोग्राम है विरार में और पाव भाजी बनाना था. आप बना पाओगे? भाजी बनाना है ना पाव भाजी. पाव भाजी का भाजी बना लो. 30 लोगों का भाजी बना लो. कितना हो किलो? हाँ पाव हम लोग विरार से ले. नहीं हम लोग विरार से ले लेंगे तो विरार का लड़का लोग है वो ले लेंगे. बाजी आप बना ले लें ठीक है. तो 30 लोगों का बना शाम को चाहिए. हम लोग यहाँ से 5 बजे निकलेंगे तब इतना दे देंगे ठीक है ना. या हाँ या 5 बजे तक चाहिए ठीक है ना. ओके थैंक यू वेरी मच. इसके लिए फोन किया था पाव. अच्छा जुहू में ओके ओके ओके. ओके कोई बात नहीं. आप कल के लिए देख लेना ठीक है ना माता जी. और 5 बजे दे दी. बहुत धन्यवाद आपका. हरे कृष्ण. तो पाव आप लोग कितने लोगे? 32 कम 250 लोग. क्योंकि मेरे लगता है कि 25 जन भी आएंगे तो सब लोग 10-10 खाएगा. पैसा मेरे को उन्होंने दिया है 1500. तो 500 रुपये मैं आपको दे देता हूँ. अगर कम हो गया और यहाँ कम हो गया तो फिर एडजस्ट कर लेंगे हम लोग. एक पाव का कितना? दो हो गया. अभी ऑर्डर दे दो. रात हो रहा था तो सुबह सुबह ऑर्डर कर दो. अभी इसको ट्राई कर लो फोन पर.
दिलीप है ना? तो पाव शॉप में कभी नहीं मिलते.
कल सनम का प्रोग्राम के लिए
पाव पाव कितने दिन होते
हैं? ओके थैंक यू. यू लर्न समथिंग टुडे सो
गुड करना है.
ओके ऑल द बेस्ट. सॉरी
कोई ना कोई ना दिलीप पाव
मतलब दैट मिशन इज लाइक इट्स लाइक एन एयर कंडीशन.
Yeah, you can see that.
So you can put it anywhere and anywhere.
open it for fear or something like that, device it in on multiple scale use.
Yeah,
very
it's
good.
It's on a production level in car industry, in company.
You've given some contract to it.
Yeah.
Reliance.
Yeah.
Reliance for this.
No, not Reliance. Many companies like that.
Okay. Okay, very good. This is nice. How good is this? Well, keep it. How many rounds are you chanting?
Two.
Two rounds. You chant nicely. This
yeah.
is what is going to help in there.
Means I chant two rounds, but whenever I am free, I just keep on.
Chant more rounds.
No, I just means I am traveling more, so I just keep singing chitlans and all.
Okay, very good.
Good name once again.
Whitlaw. Whitlaw means to bring revolution.
It's revolutionary.
You brought revolution.
Yeah.
Okay.
What is your name?
Pradeep.
Pradeep means one who enlightens others. Deep. Richest Rupena. One who gives complete light. Enlightenment is for Pradeep. So you get enlightened and you make others enlightened.
But I am chanting 5 or 6 rounds.
5-6 is very good.
Only 1 day and 16 rounds. On the day of Srila Prabhupada's disappearance,
and thank you very much. Continue chanting section, and I'll tell you one thing. Okay.
I'm planning that I think got that bread now from Jew.
Oh,
but
late ho jayega aur costly bhi rahega. Fir kaun layega aur kit layega?
So you can go morning please.
Nahi wo abhi order karna hai.
Yeah,
abhi order karna padega. Abhi log soye hue.
Okay, fir hum. हैप्पी पे ऑर्डर देना पड़ेगा पहले शायद से मेरे को लगता है गेट में उन्होंने ऑर्डर पहले दिन दिया था
तो अभी देखते देखो अभी स्टेशन के सामने जो जैन बेकरी है मिरर रोड पर उधर देख लो मिरर पर भी देखो मिरर रोड में भी देख लो अगर जाते वक्त वहाँ पे
चले
नहीं तो कल सुबह का सुबह ऑर्डर दे के शाम को लेकिन लेट हो जाएगा फिर आप भाग दौड़ करोगे ऑर्डर भी करना
पड़ता है एक दिन पहले ऑर्डर देना
अगर कल ऑर्डर कर देंगे तो मैं
तो पता है एक साल का कितना होता है और हम नहीं 3 रुपये पता नहीं
4 रुपये
या कुछ है फिर आप कम से कम 25 लोग आएंगे तो 25 लोगों का सबको 10-10 पाव के देने जाएंगे तो 1500 में पाव को दे रहा हूँ 1000 रुपये सब्जी को दे रहा हूँ जो भी है मैं उनको रखता हूँ फिर बटर आप लोग लेके आ जाना कल का प्रोग्राम डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन होगा कहाँ पे शिफ्ट करेंगे
कितनी कर देते हैं
नहीं हम लोग वहीं करेंगे अभी ज्यादा दिमाग नहीं लगाते फिर इधर उधर करें ना तो फिर हम लोग सोचते रहेंगे कुछ होगा नहीं वहीं पे करेंगे थोड़ा जल्दी आके कर लो पूरा दिल पड़ा नहीं वो मैराथन का नहीं बोल रहा हूँ कल मैराथन के लिए मैं सुबह आ जाऊँगा मैं बक्शी प्रभु रहेंगे प्रशांत प्रभु रहेंगे टेबल लगा देंगे अविनाश को बोलूँगा आने के लिए हाँ तो आप पराग प्रभु को बोल दिए बात कर लो ना अभी बात कर लो नहीं तो मैंने लोग अभी तो खत्म हो गया 10 बजे
मैं कर लूँगा
ओके थैंक यू यू लुक फॉर द पावर आई विल टेल यू The world where there is no problem is spiritual. World there is problem is material.
But there are some people who are experiencing supernatural power. I mean, they are also living in material world.
Yeah, they are material.
There are some people who are experiencing that telepathy.
Okay, Hare Krishna.
Who are experiencing
that. Yeah, I'll go. Yeah. I'll go a little earlier also. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'll call you also. Okay, don't worry. So spiritual world is a world without problems. Material world is a world with full problems. They, even if they are supernatural, they have problems. So they are in the material world. Okay? Okay, Hare Krishna. What
then
you have to
say? Then no problem.
No problems. Problems are not because we are not connected with Krishna.
Okay.
Hare Krishna. Samit Prabhu, sir, you are coming tomorrow morning. Okay, remember. Hare Krishna, Dhiraj Prabhu, all the best. ठीक है आज्ञा लेता हूँ।
अरे
अच्छा अभी आप क्या कीजिए?
मैं आपको चैप्टर टुमारो के मिलता हूँ मैनेजर को।
भगवत गीता को अभी आप बात करना तो आइए रहता मैं आपको सारे बुक।
मुझे नहीं आ पाऊंगा, मेरे को पूरी जाना है।
पूरी जाएंगे आप?
क्योंकि 9 तारीख को अपना वो है ना गीता जन पे।
गीता जन आप हमारे से भगवत गीता लीजिए, ठीक है ना?
ठीक है
भगवत गीता चाहिए बोले इस बार
आप जितना बोल दीजिएगा।
ठीक है 200 ले लो आप।
ठीक है
ठीक है। जय जगन्नाथ।
मैं आता हूँ।
थैंक यू हरे कृष्ण। बहुत धन्यवाद। आप पूरा बदल के आप भी झगड़े हो गए।
बॉडी बन गया। तो सुबह 4 बजे उठाता हूँ, 4 से लेकर 7 बजे तक दौड़ता है।
ओह अच्छा जी। हरे कृष्ण। हरे
कृष्ण। बैनर लगाने वो चिल्ला रहे मेरे ऊपर।
प्लीज कौन कौन बैनर लगा रहा है आपके घर?
मैंने उधर काम लोग रखे ना हम लोगों ने कहाँ लगाने के लिए और वो कर रहे लेकिन बहुत प्रॉब्लम।
थैंक यू।
हरे कृष्ण। हरे कृष्ण। Nice, nice program.
The program is good.
Okay.
Thank you, thank you.
The 31st day will do better.
Better. Now, obviously, our house stall mein 31st ka pamphlet.
Hello.
Okay, Hare Krishna.
So, what's your card? If you want anything from that, just tell me.
Yeah, I'll tell you. Give me your number. I'll keep in touch. Like, last time, kiya tha, par mereko bahut kuch chahiye hota hai. Hare Krishna. Shivam Prabhu, thank you very much.
992
992 You just dial your number. Okay, aap jao late ho rahe ho. Yeah. Haan, jao jao jaldi. Ram Charan Prabhu kahan hai?
Ram Charan
Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Bahut dhanyawad aapne seva ki. De do. Shishil Prabhu, you did not come for this program.
Prabhu, I came. Actually, my drama was there.
Aap, next time, aap bolo upasna ka din, hum log drama ya.
Chalega. Actually, mujhe bhi nahi malum tha. Apne Prabhu ne agli baar maine Gupta Chitragupta karwar achha kiya tha. Isliye unhone mujhe kaha ki nahi, tumko hi karna padega. To wahan
se. Serious. Jaise program.
आपका लेक्चर ओवर हो चुका था मैं और फिर
मेरे को बताना होता है वो आपको
फिर वो प्रेजेंटेशन चालू हो गया था। नहीं मैंने भी आरती भी बहुत मिस किया, कुछ भी नहीं कर पाया।
9920963180
I keep touching the Krishna forums and everything.
Now I'll tell you what I want is. Okay. New Year's resolution. Kali ek resolution ke upar New Year's resolution. Resolution ke upar kuch.
Like a concept.
Naya concept. But mere paas I know what I have to be doing. Kuch ek do points.
Add
karne ke.
Dekhunga Prabhupada ji ke videos honge unke upar bhi. Aur alag forums upar. फॉरम कृष्णा फॉरम और कृष्णा वॉरियर्स करके भी एक वेबसाइट है पांडवास लंडन टेम्पल तो उनके ऊपर रिसर्च करूंगा मिलेगा तो मैं जरूर लाते हूं।
रत्नेश को यू वोट डॉट हियर और एट होम गेट
हरी हरी
जय हो इट्स बिकॉज गट डेवलपमेंट
पहले भी हम लोग शुरू शुरू टाइम के आए थे ना
दिनेश ने एक चेक रखा है। Thank you. All that presentation you can do. Okay, Shiva. Thank you for doing Bhagavad Gita.
So he is my brother named Kush.
Kush.
He also do drama. Last year he has done Zero from
me. Okay, he today he was there in this seminar? Yeah, how did you like?
Yeah, it was good. Fantastic.
What are you doing, Kush?
I am Kushi LLB.
LLB. Very nice. That is after 12.
After 12, yeah. 5 years.
5 years.
then you will become a lawyer. How did you find this lecture? What did anything of your use?
Yes, the first thing was that Krishna consciousness is really good, because I seen that about that. I don't know that Prabhuji name exactly, but
the guy who gave the presentation, Krishna Lila.
Yes,
yeah.
Told about his
experience. Yes, Vipla. Haribol
Mahaprabhu. His achievement was really good.
Yeah, it's very good.
Sir, you become inspiration for other youngsters.
18 years from this, started a big
business. 2 years, this engineering and yet.
Impact of Krishna consciousness.
In the lecture, what did you understand?
What is fearless? Is fearless, na?
Okay. How can you become fearless?
One way.
How is that? Thank you. Hare Krishna. All the best.
Hare Prabhu, which is you?
Hare Krishna. Okay. Thank you. We all had?
रवि प्रभु कितनी खाओगे मेरे को नहीं खिलाओगे
मैंने एक ही खाया प्रभु
तो मैंने तो एक भी नहीं खाया ना
वहाँ
पर रखा वहाँ पे रखा
चलाओ हम लोग मैं
आप ये ले लो
सुशील
प्रभु जी हम लोग ने 125 मंगाया था और अच्छी तरह से हो गया बहुत लोगों को दो दो दिया हम लोग ने
नहीं नहीं कम आप तो एकदम बॉय बस 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 बस
बैनर्स निकालने का
फिर कल 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 कर आराम से
एक बैनर्स ऊपर हॉल में फिक्स कराया है कृष्ण ने
Hare Krishna, thank you very much. You all had this ice cream sandwich?
Yeah, yeah, bro. Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, bro.
Hare Krishna. Definitely, all the stress management and this and that.
Flagship, I think.
No.
Program question.
No. जगन्नाथ करके बुक बनाए रथ यात्रा में सबको दे देंगे
रथ यात्रा आप लोग यहाँ से जाएंगे मुझे मैं भी चलूँगा साथ में ठीक है प्रभु
और कुल्फी है क्या ठीक से रथ यू हैड यू डिड नॉट हाँ ले लो मोर कोल्ड हाँ आप खाओ मुझे नहीं चाहिए
नहीं
ठीक है ठीक है आप ले लो
कहाँ है रवि
प्रभु रवि अभी आएंगे वो हॉल में गए थे कुछ लेने के लिए ओके हरे कृष्णा प्रभु जी थैंक यू वेरी मच चेतन प्रभु चेतन प्रभु मच्छर बड़े बड़े हैं मच्छर
जैसे वो गए कि रुकी
بتائیں نا کبھی آتے ہیں وہ بھی پتہ نہیں لگتا.
ہاں مجھے بھی معلوم ہے آج اچانک معلوم پڑتا ہے نہیں تو میں صبح آج ویسے میں دوپہر سے ہوں قریب ایک بجے سے ہی ہوں مندر میں.
بہت بڑا تھا
فٹافٹ انہوں نے بولا
اور تھا اس کا بہت
امپریسو تھا.
کیا مین پوائنٹ کیا ہے وہ پریزنٹیشن کیا اچھا تھا مین تھنگ کیا ہے سکسیزفل ایٹ دس ایج آف 18 اینڈ اندر بیسٹ پوائنٹ از آفٹر کمنگ ٹو کرشن کانشیسنس اس کے ایک ایک تھنگس سکسیزفل ہو رہا ہے.
ہری پربھو ہری اپ
کتنے یوتھ آئے اس کا ڈیٹا لکھے
کی
سب ایس ایم ایس والے ہی ہیں کوئی نیا نہیں ہے
نیا بھی آئے
اچھا
ان کا فرینڈ کو لے کے آتے ہیں نیا لینڈ لائن کو جن کا جن کا ہم کو فون کرنا
ہے لینڈ لائن کا الگ فارم بنا بار ہم نے پیمپلیٹ بانٹا نا اور روی پربھو نیکسٹ اپاسنا کے لیے ابھی سے آج بنا دیتے ہیں جتنے بھی اسٹالس ہیں ویرار میرا روڈ بوریولی وہاں پہ ہم لوگ
ٹھیک ہے مندر کو کل ہی نکال لیں
میرا روڈ کافی لگایا ویسٹ میں بھی لگایا
ویرار میں
میرا بندر
بندر بینڈ میں وہ آپ خدما تو پروموٹ کر دیں آپ میرا روڈ میں ہیلپ کرو ہم
اس کے بعد اپنے جتنے بھی ہیں نا ان کے پاس جانا تھوڑا بہت ایک وائس دے کے رکھو کیونکہ ٹیمپل میں نا کافی یوتھس ایسے آتے ہیں نا ان کو پتا بھی نہیں
ہم وہ وہیں سے نکل جاتے ہیں
ہم لوگ وہاں سے نکال جاتے ہیں میں نے پرسوں پکڑا تھا پانچ لوگوں کو ان کو پتا بھی نہیں ایسا کچھ ہوتا ہم لوگ ڈائریکٹ پاسز ان کو پرووائڈ کر دیں گے وہاں سے سو بائی 20 یہ کرتے تو لاسٹ 10 ڈیز میں ہم لوگ یہ کور کر لیتے ہیں.
ہاں اور اور یہ اپاسنا کے دن ہی بہت سارے یوتھ لوگ کچن میں رہتے ہیں ان کے ہاتھ میں دے دیں
آج تو دو تین جن ایسے ہی آئے کچھ ہو رہا ہے انہوں نے پروگرام ہے
بہت لوگوں کو پتا بھی نہیں سر کافی ٹائم سے آ رہے ہیں وہ لوگ ایسے نہیں کہ نہیں آ رہے کافی ٹائم سے آ رہے ہیں ایون
مجھے میں سائیکل سے جاؤں گا
اس لیے میں بول رہا ہوں روی پربھو ہری اپ ہری اپ معلوم نہیں اتنا
بائندر یو آر سیئنگ ان میرا بائندر
ہاں میں تھوڑا پہلے اتر جاؤں گا
آپ پورا
پرشانت
کیا ہے
کچھ چلے ہی ہوں گے
وہ بھی بول رہے تھے آج رکیں گے کر کے میں ایکچولی ویرار جانے کا پروگرام تھا پر وہ بیس میں لائٹ نہیں ملی
اچھا آج رات کے لیے
پھر میں سوچا ہوں کل
اچھا ادھر میں
بک ڈسٹریبیوشن کل صبح صبح چالو کرنے کا
اس بار کا بینر نہیں بنایا تھا
کیا
میرا فون کا بینر
ہے نا چار پانچ
نیا نہیں بنایا
نیا کچھ ہے کچھ آئیڈیا بنایا پر اس کو بہت دماغ لگانا پسانے والا بہت لوگ ہیں یہ کیسا کرتے میرے کو معلوم بھی نہیں ہے پر ایسا ہوگا
یہ
پر اس کے کانٹیکٹ نمبر ہے کیا ہمارے پاس تو میرے کو دے نا میں اس کے کانٹیکٹ میں رہوں گا
ادھر ہے نا
بزنس میں بھی لوگ اس کو یہ کر سکتے
ہیں اس کا ایج ابھی 18 ہے اور
ہوا ہوگا کانفیڈینس کے ساتھ بولے مطلب وہ کب ہے مطلب اس کا پورا تھنکنگ اسی میں کرشن لے میں
پاسٹ لائف
کا کچھ ہوگا گیٹ میں کون کھڑا ہے دو تین لوگوں کے دست ہے کیسے روک رہے ہاں آنند پربھو کو تو ابھی آیا اس کو روک وہ رات کو ایسے کھڑا رہتا ہے گیٹ میں لیٹ ہوتا ہے پھر لیٹ پھر کیا منگل آرتی میں آتا نہیں چلو سب بینرس وغیرہ سب لے لیں پرشانت پربھو لے کے گیا اچھا بینر چھوٹا والا وہ پرشانت پربھو لے کے آیا تھا جو گیٹ پہ گرا ہوا تھا کوئی لے کے گیا اچھا منوا تو چیک ملا نا سنبھال کے بنا کل پرمٹ دے دے گا میراتھن تمہیں میراتھن کیا سو بھگوت گیتا کا اوکے منوج گرم پانی پیو اگر آئس کریم کھاتا نا گرم پانی پی لیں ہرے کرشن رتنیش پر अच्छा वो पाव का आप लोग देख लेना। अच्छा दिनेश है क्या आपके पास? दिनेश क्या उनको थोड़ा मल दे दो। दिनेश प्रभु हरे कृष्ण। अच्छा वो एक पेपर दिया था ना जिसमें आपको ईमेल आईडी लिखने बोला था। दिनेश प्रभु हाँ दिनेश प्रभु हरे कृष्ण। दिनेश को देना। अच्छा दिनेश प्रभु जिस अच्छा वो एक पेपर दिया था ना जिसमें विवेक का ईमेल आईडी लिखने के बोला था कहाँ पे? बिश्मा में, बिश्मा के टेबल में है बिश्मा। अच्छा ठीक है प्रभु, थैंक यू। अच्छा जाते ही आप लोगों को पाव का बंदोबस्त करने का प्रयास करो, ठीक है ना? थैंक यू मच, थैंक यू सो मच। This was today was overcoming fear.
Overcoming fear.
Yeah, I can't. Today I cancel the there is no light in mirror.
Tomorrow what time will go?
मन्नत प्रभु एक दिनेश प्रभु ने एक पेपर लिखा जिसमें विवेक प्रभु का ईमेल आईडी लिखा होगा
मैंने
टेबल के ऊपर रखा है एक पेपर पेपर जिसमें वो विवेक प्रभु का ईमेल आईडी रखा है इसमें और एक ईमेल आईडी है जो मेरे को चाहिए और वो रामेश्वर करके एक फुटस्केप जैसा है फोल्ड करके रखा होगा एक रामेश्वर लिखा होगा फिर विवेक लिखा होगा हाँ हरे कृष्ण संतोष कुछ एड्रेस लिखाने के लिए बोला था परसों कृष्ण नायर के घर से हाँ वो दिया था आपको अच्छा संतोष कभी भी फ्री कैश वगैरह देगा ना तुरंत ले लो उसके हाथ से गुम हो जाएगा ना फिर हिसाब रखना मुश्किल हो जाता है फ्री कैश देते ना कोई भी संभाल के रखो वो देते ना उसके हाथ में बच लो बेचारा घुमा देगा उसका उसका फ्लैट देखना कैसे रहता है उसमें घूम जाएगा फिर हाँ हमारा हिसाब से बहुत ये रहे ठीक है ना उससे ले लो जैसे ले ओके थैंक यू हरे कृष्ण
I want to conclude.
Conclude is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has a heart of gold. He is still embracing, though Madhura Goswami has wet, he is still embracing him and loving. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so merciful. What time? When will you go tomorrow?
Tomorrow go and I'll come. Come back. I'll go and come back.
Go and come back. When?
Night. There's no place to stay now. Thank you.
screenshot.
You become a spooky there.
in